You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of video games, a dimension of something else, a dimension of a further other different third thing. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into something something joystick.
Silent Hill, Resident Evil, Dead Space, Alone in the Dark, Amnesia, The Dark Descent, Mary-Kate and Ashley, Sweet 16, License to Drive. All true examples of spine-chilling horror video games. Something we probably won't get around to talking about on Something Something Joysticks Halloween Special. My name is Xavier Obetsky Noonan. With me, as always, is my bloodthirsty co-host, Tom Serial Murderous Anderson. Came up with that on the fly.
Sorry, Tom Crushes Anderson.
We're already doing callbacks to things that haven't been on the show yet. We promised we wouldn't.
Oh, dear. I feel like we should just be mic'd up constantly on the street. I think that's a good plan.
But aren't we?
That's an ego-driven person's dream. Someone who loves every single
word of my life to be recorded and played back for my pleasure.
You might be hearing the voice of a masked intruder.
We had one last week, and now we've got one who's just appeared out of nowhere.
Phased,
this one has magical powers.
Phased straight through a wall.
Yes, he is an X-Man.
My name is Alexi Toliopoulos, and I feel like we have all similar voices, but mine is just ethnic enough to be differentiated from you guys. Just ethnic enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's all the intro.
Tell us about yourself, Alexi. Alexi, what? How do we know you?
I was just
are you the face of?
I was just hanging out in your parents' room, and I found a microphone, and then you guys turned up. We went to high school together.
We did go to high school together.
Yeah,
that's
I was the year above you guys.
Yeah.
So
this is very weird, right?
Look at you now.
Yeah, I used to be a superior to you guys. Now we're all true. On like an equal level, kind of. I still am a bit older.
Roughly about the same amount older that you were then.
Yeah, no, it's
true. Very roughly.
We seem to be aging at relatively similar rates. So.
Yeah. Oh well, I do look old. Like some days I look like 40. Some days I look like 12.
Yeah, you've got the like 4.5 clock shadow.
Yeah.
A clock. What am I talking about?
Four and a half clock.
4:30.
Yes.
4:30
p.m. For the layman,
what time,
that's
what time
4:30.
Is it, Tom? Oh, it's about 3.5 clock.
what do you do with yourself, Alexi? What do you do with your spare time? You're an artist.
I masturbate.
Oh, good.
Every now and then.
Healthy portion of my spare
it's
time.
It's part of. I'm a struggling writer. struggling to control my masturbation habits. It's part of my habit, my writer's habit. You know, I'll wake up, go for a jog, come home, crank one out.
Then I'll just bust all over you.
Then I'll crank out a little short story or something.
Yeah,
yeah, filmmaker, writer, struggler.
Yeah,
this is the main
struggler.
Thing. Struggler.
That's right. You should get a business card. It's just Alexi.
Yeah.
Struggler.
Yeah, filmmaker, writer, struggler, semi-professionally funny. It's just like
semi-professional
masturbator.
Yes.
No, Olympic masturbator. Yeah. This guy goes for a jog, then cranks one out.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
He's fucking performing to his maximum.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You guys are full of genuine compliments today.
I think we are.
And now there's one on record.
Yeah.
People are going to find out.
Yeah, people
exactly.
will know. I do masturbate, but it's healthy. Just want everyone to know that. Like,
exactly.
It's a healthy level of masturbation.
You're not hurting yourself. You're not hurting anyone else.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does hurt.
Well,
when does it become an unhealthy level of masturbation? That's what I want to know.
That's a good place to start this podcast.
Yeah.
We're talking about
when you start,
spooky.
I think when you start tearing your dick.
Yeah.
When you get tears in your penis, that's when
you... Have
you
ever done that?
Yes,
I have. That's an,
having a violent dry mass.
Do you mean like tear is in like, oh, I tore my collar? Like, oh,
no.
Like,
you get like a tiny, you know, micro tear and it gets
Do you
a bit
mean
bloody?
Like an actual, like a severance?
Yeah. Like a bit of a micro tear.
That's a thing that can happen.
My sister listens to this podcast. Ella, I'm sorry, but we all know it happens. Everyone does. Everyone poops. Everybody poops.
Everyone and masturbates. Most people masturbate. Yeah. Most people, everyone shits, most people masturbate.
Yeah. I've never torn my dick.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Some are more dedicated than others. I'm semi-pro masturbator. You're Olympic level. I'm semi-pro.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you know. We should
do relays. we should start a team.
I believe that's called a circle jerk. Yeah. No, but like I don't do warm ups before I masturbate. But obviously you know.
Yeah,
you
like stretch, I need to warm to it. You know what? Fucking gonna tell you guys a secret. Everyone listening, uh-huh. I jack off before I jog as well. Like it's not just like I'm bored with the jog. I'm gonna begin my day and then like I go and then like you're jogging, but your penis is kind. Well, my penis, not yours. It's kind of like in that weird state, like post masturbation.
Mine is too.
Yeah. It's just like a little bit of leakage sometimes happens and stuff. Oh, can we edit? Just edit point. just edit point. No,
we just cut in every time we say masturbate or jerk one or bust all over the screen.
Crank one out.
Just put in. Yeah.
Do our homework.
Yeah. Unicorn. I don't know. The Denver Broncos.
But yeah, never
sometimes
torn
I
penis.
Do my homework. Never torn your penis.
I've never torn my penis. Actually, one time I did have like, oh no, fuck it. I had like a little like cut or something like that. And I remember specifically telling my girlfriend at the time, like, listen, I rang her up like, listen, baby, I'm really sorry to tell you this. We won't be having sex for a few days. My penis has a cut on it. And then I changed the band-aid that was on my penis. Because I was like, I don't want
to... And you put a band-aid on your dick?
Because I didn't want it to, like... I didn't want to get infected. Because I'm like, what if I have to cut my D off?
What if you got in your underpants that's going to infect your
dick? I don't know. just my hands. Just okay. Like, well,
can we start, like, a cross...
Do they have a special kind of dick band-aid?
I hope not. Because I used my grandmother's band-aid. So I really hope... They were, like, dick band-aids that I borrowed from my grandma.
It was, like, a Buzz Lightyear band-aid or something like that. That would be strangely appropriate.
It's got the wiggles on it.
Yeah. This has already reached like an uncomfortable level so far.
Yeah, what are we? I
wonder if, like, you know how they have dirty playing cards? Do you reckon they have dirty like band-aids with naked women on for your penis?
Yeah, like just make Flintstones? Things worse, wouldn't it?
Like the Flintstone band-aids with like dicks on them and stuff.
Yes, I'd love that.
Get bedrock hard.
I put that on my.
That was a different man's laugh that came out of my face there. Just different persons.
Oh dear.
Oh, good grief.
So Xavier, what do we talk about on this show usually?
Well, I mean, we have a few topics that we like to get around to. Yeah. Obviously, something. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Something else as well. We tend to bring that up, but
yeah,
maybe we should talk about video games just for a change.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to yes and you here. I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's talk about video games.
I really appreciate that. So Tom, you're a video gamesman.
Occasionally, that's one of my many hats.
You'll dip your toes in
that. One of the many hats I wear. Yeah.
But what I want to know, what I'm really curious
you
about.
You are struggling.
You're making it hard for me. Plus, I just noticed you got one hair that's going across your forehead like that.
It's just one hair, not like a lock.
And
it's
long,
one hair.
It's long as well. It's like a barber and probably missed it. It's gone now. You fixed it up.
Your hair looks fucking great now. Just when you like swept it back.
Yeah,
man.
We were actually at this gig we were playing last night. We were hanging around for like 4 hours beforehand, just doing nothing. And one of the things Tom was trying to do was get his hair right.
Because there were mirrors all over the walls. We were playing in a former strip club where, of course, they had mirrors all over the walls so you can maximize the titties on the show. And so they converted this into a venue for like bands. And so there were mirrors all over the walls, and I was just like looking at several different versions of myself. I was like, okay, yeah, I got the back right.
But what we noticed was like the more you fucked with it, the worse it looked.
The more I looked like a French onion.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You're that's like, what it is. Yeah. You can't like you when you're like you're gonna go out and like I need to get my hair look good. Yeah. You got to fucking stop at a point because then you become obsessed. Like you'll spend like,
exactly. You turn
so
to the
Fonz,
but without the cool.
Yeah, and then like fuck, maybe I should comb my hair. Never a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. The minute you buy a comb and a comb holster.
Oh,
you are
gross.
Immediately dead to me.
And
you're
that's,
gross.
That self-restraint is what separates us from the French onion.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say the French onion. Like, I agree with that. Fucking frogs. Back on topic.
Racial slurs? This podcast, you're
that's
like the racial
far.
Slurs.
That's too far for some reason.
I tore my dick, all right? The world owes me something.
Yeah, it's okay.
Continue with your line of questioning.
I just wanted to know what games you've been playing.
I was seriously expecting the true love question.
I mean, we can talk about that. Why don't we talk about that?
I'm not sure.
I mean, you told me you didn't want to,
I'm not
so
sure
let's
I
do
want
it.
To.
True love?
We, that's another thing we like to talk about on the show is I like to check up, you know, Tom and I are two single gents out on the town, you know, with an eye for a male or female, you know, prospective dick holster.
Yeah.
So,
dick holster.
Yeah.
Yeah, just someone to put your D in, I guess.
Yeah. You someone to sank that D.
Some little safe
get
hole.
All up in their guts. Yeah, exactly.
So Tommy, tell us about it. Tell us about love. Compassion, relations.
Well, and pour me a glass of water, please. Wow. So just touch the jug.
You know what story I'm going to tell, and you're asking me to fucking bust your table.
Thank you. I feel like it might get sweaty in here. I need to be hydrated.
Okay, well, listeners, if you're a fan of the show, you might know that I was talking about how I was going out on a date on Friday.
You were really looking forward to it.
With a girl. I was quite looking forward to it. You know, I was pretty keen. So we went out on the date. It was all going lovely. We both were having a ball of a time. And we went to cross the road. And this girl, you know, she walks out ahead of me. And she turns around. And goes, come on. You know, motioning to me to come. And I'm like, oh, the light's not green. And then as she turns, she's like, I'll meet you on the other side of the road. The minute she turns, she got hit by a bus. And she died.
Oh my god.
What was her name?
Her name?
We can't, you don't
want to
put it
up. I can't put
it up. You don't
want
to revisit it. You don't want to revisit it.
I'm not sure
it.
I want to, you know, expose her family to the kind of,
yeah.
Yeah.
The kind of, you know, exposure they'll get from this podcast. Yeah. You know?
Well, look, maybe we were talking about this before. You said you wanted to do a sort of a heartfelt tribute kind of piece.
Yeah, I was hoping that Xavier, you might pick up a guitar and accompany me.
I'd be honored. I met the girl. I didn't get to know her too well.
Yeah, she was very, very special.
I thought she was great. Yeah. It would be my pleasure.
Yeah.
All right. So let's cut to that. I'll bring it in now. Okay.
And I also recommend that everyone just goes through photos of their ex-girlfriends while this song plays.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. Something I'm a victim of, and in the earth it's dry. I hope you had a time of your life. I love you.
It was just one day, man. Don't be too keen. Don't be a keno.
Oh no, I keep going.
So take the. So take the still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and in good time. Tattoos the memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. Something unpredictable. Okay, this has been enough of a train wreck already, I think. What are you doing?
I love that.
It's so totally misleading.
All I did there was just lean into the mic and laugh, really like a horse. Do you think Billy Joe Armstrong ever thought that his song would be sung on a podcast?
No, but I don't think he ever thought he'd be playing alongside Usher either.
Yeah, he probably never thought that.
No, I don't think that ever crossed his mind.
I don't think I ever thought about Usher while I was growing up either.
I don't think I ever thought about Usher while I was singing a song like that. Although I should. I think that would be a nice experience. I'm in a really bad frame of mind now.
She's not even dead.
It's a hell of a goof. Hell of a goof.
We got ya!
Welcome to the Halloween special.
Woo! Yeah, she's not dead because she came back. From beyond the grave.
It's Halloween, not Easter.
The first ghost story of the day was a loving tribute to a ghost girl who became a ghost early this week. Yeah. We're all thinking about you.
I didn't even get a ghost blowjob out of it. Nothing. Not even a ghost blowjob.
What's a ghost blowjob?
You never had a ghost blowjob before? You know, in Ghostbusters,
that's
where Bill Murray's having the dream and like the ghost comes along and fucking sucks him off.
Yeah, and then all the other guys, you can see that there's movement.
Yeah.
Movement in the bed, just like the bed sheets moving around.
I love that. That is the best frat house movie of all time. They all just move into this abandoned fire station.
They're just like they're having a gangbang with ghosts.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I've never even had sex with like in the same room as friends. They're three best friends having sex with ghosts.
Three best friends and like a black guy they picked up off the street.
That's my definition of a party, though.
Ernie Hudson is not in the movie by that scene. He has not become a Ghostbuster yet.
He has.
I believe that we should go to the books on this one. Anyone, let's watch the film.
I have such a bad track record of betting people on movie trivia. Like, I owe Xavier $28,000 due to bets I've made on cinema.
When does courts. Tom have to pay you back?
He's got a pretty stiff repayment plan. I've lost two of my kneecaps already.
Yeah. I don't mind if he pays me. I just like hitting him. The violence is rewarding.
Yeah. So, Alexi, have you got any ghost stories you'd like to tell?
Apart
from the ghost of your millions of unborn children that you've sponged into fucking tissues.
It's called exercise, Tom. You know, it doesn't go in vain. I actually really do... This is a thing. I want to believe in ghosts so bad.
You and Xavier are so much the same. It's because you both fucking love Pete Holmes. Yeah. You're like, I want to believe in the supernatural.
Yeah, I want to let that in, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sick of being an atheist. Yeah. Like, I'm just so bored. You know, I want to believe there's fucking magic in the world.
Yeah.
Fucking magic, man.
I'm right there with you, yeah.
Like, there's nothing more. I fucking talk about ghosts so much. Mm. I'm saying fuck because I'm really passionate about this. Just, like, dropping in the swears.
I can feel the passion,
Ghosts, man. Like, I believe in, like, they're, like, this kind of, like, a weird imprinted memory, like, in, like, houses. Like, if an old sad man dies in a house... His sadness is imprinted on the house. Yeah, yeah. And you go in and you'll feel the sadness from that dead old man.
Have you ever...
the old sad dead man.
You like have some fucking very similar speech traits. Like, whenever it's an old man, it's an old man.
Old man. Spider-Man. Madman. Madman. One of my favorite shows is Madman at the moment.
I like Brick and Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
What is Breaking Bad?
But do you? I mean, you say you believe in this, and like I
don't know if I do though.
Yeah, but have you ever had like a personal experience with that, or is that just sort of something you feel?
I really fucking want to believe in ghosts. Like last week, no, it was probably about a few, maybe more than 1 week ago. Mm-hmm. No one fucking cares.
Time
actually, how long?
Less relevant.
Yeah, actually, closer to Halloween.
They're gonna go back and check the fucking ghosts. Newspaper and the shitty digital image you put up.
I was house sitting for a friend. I was very alone, probably about 11:30 at night.
I like this. This is a very original setup. I love it.
Oh, sorry. My life is cliche. I'm really sorry. But like, Mum, I hope you've already turned off from when I was talking about cranking one out. My mom's no longer looking at this. I'm pretty safe. I was smoking some marijuana by myself.
Yeah.
And I was watching this movie that I just got on Blu-ray called Red Lights. Mm-hmm. The first two acts of that movie, fucking great, guys. It's like a paranormal. It's kind of like if Ghostbusters was done seriously.
Oh, okay.
Like it's like a non-comedic take. Got great cast: Cillian Murphy, Sigourney Weaver. Mm-hmm. Robert De Niro. I'm never gonna be able to say his name correctly ever again. But it was really, really cool movie. It's all like about like paranormal kind of stuff like that. And I was just sitting in my friend's house all by myself watching on the fucking TV. And there was a scene, like, it's about telekinesis, this film. And there's a scene where Robert De Niro's character is just, like, he's, like, summoning so much power. You know, in telekinesis, movie, like, kind of like Akira when they're, like, doing that. Power, just, like, straining.
Charging it up sort of thing.
Yeah, and you can see, like, fucking, like, shit flying
I
around.
Heard since De Niro is a subscriber to The Method, method acting, I heard during that scene he actually was just taking a shit.
It could have been, like, the strain on his face, it was, like, fear. He's, like, playing blind in this thing. It's just, like, he's just, like, yeah. He probably was seeing his shit. Yeah, like, he's, like, in his 70s. He probably did take a shit straight in that
taking a shit in most scenes.
He's not even on a toilet. He's just got an adult diaper on.
And just, like, it's just, like, all this shit is, like, flying around. And I'm just, like, sitting in the apartment completely dark. And I was like, fuck, this is crazy.
Mm. Oh, so
and
now then, it's an apartment. No,
sorry. It was an apartment. This. I want to say house so people would think that I am older. I'm, like, more responsible. But no, I was apartment minding. And, like, so there's, like, fucking all this tension and shit. And
literally
tension and shit. Because De Niro was shitting on screen. De Niro, if you're listening to this, I fucking love you, man. And thank you for listening.
He does. Like, he's a big fan of the show.
Yeah, written in countless times. You never read his letters because, you know, there's just so much more gold out
there. The thing is, he writes such good... Like, they're just really long. Like, it's hard to even trim down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything comes
just
out...
Just give you, like, a 3-star review on iTunes. Yeah, I hope iTunes is out of 5 and not out of 10 and he's not giving you 3-star reviews.
He gave us 6 keyboards out of 7.
Oh, nice. But anyway, so it's like the fucking atmosphere is like so tense. Mm. And a painting of my friend that is up in her apartment leapt off the fucking wall. Ooh. And smashed into a coffee table, broke the coffee table, not like completely, made like a dent in it. And I was just like, I just had paused the movie. I'm like, fuck, I have to convince myself that ghosts are not real.
Yeah.
This apartment is not fucking haunted or anything like that. And I was just like, oh my God. Mm. And then I'm like, fuck, what do I do? There's a fucking broken coffee table in my friend's house. I'm house sitting. Do I have to like spin it around or something? Like, I don't want it to know. I don't want to pay for it. I hope she's not listening to this episode either. You know, it was a ghost. It wasn't me. I didn't break it. I'm not irresponsible. It was a fucking ghost that broke your coffee table. And I was terrified. I was sweating. I was stoned. Which is never good when you're paranoid. Just like, I'm going to sleep in this apartment. And I think it was like, it's on top of like a convenience store. And like 11:30 p.m. the convenience store closes. Mm-hmm. And like all the like garage door, roller door things come down.
And then that guy starts walking out just dragging chains behind him. Going,
oh my God. Because you got to chain up a store. So it's exactly what it's like. It wasn't you, because that's exactly what happens. I'm terrified now.
Oh. Okay, and so you obviously just masturbated yourself to sleep, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. No, it was at a friend's house, so no, I didn't.
Wow, you draw the line there.
Admirable self-restraint.
Yeah, I did, though. Like, it was a friend's house. If they're listening, I don't want them to know that I masturbated in their house. If they aren't listening, I definitely cranked one out. I definitely cranked one out of their home.
You've covered that up, Kurt.
Yeah, it's just like,
I hope you don't need any UV lights. Because I'm in trouble.
If you are my friend whose house I stayed in and you are listening to this, just go back in time 3 minutes, turn it off there, and then that's fine.
Yeah. How about you? Do you have any ghost stories, Tom?
I already told my ghost story.
Did you? I wasn't listening.
We played a song dedicated to the ghost in the story.
It was about his date dying.
No, I meant like, have you encountered any ghosts?
No, I never have. Okay. I've never really had any supernatural experiences.
Are you open to that? Are you a believer?
Not at all. No, not really. Okay. I deliberately sort of shut my mouth shut while you guys are having your little ghost joke.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I didn't want to be too dismissive, but no, I'm not a subscriber to that at all.
You don't want to fucking believe in magic, man?
No, not at all. I enjoy being tricked by illusionists.
Yep.
But I don't ever want to believe that they're actually capable of, using supernatural powers. Yeah. Because I'm afraid of wizards. I didn't know if you know that. I'm afraid of two things, really? The sun and wizards.
Yeah, you don't look like you're afraid of the sun.
I am afraid of
you're wearing a sleeveless shirt with your arms.
Yeah. You gotta face it head on with no sleeves. No, yeah.
Alright.
I got a ghost story that might change your mind.
Okay, go for it.
Sam Wheat, Patrick Swayze, a banker, and Molly Jensen, Demi Moore, a talented potter, are a loving couple who move into a New York City apartment. I'm not gonna keep going.
I know of another ghost story involving a talented potter.
Yeah.
A young boy living with his aunt and uncle, abusive people, is greeted on a very dark and stormy night on an island off the coast of England by a giant hairy man.
Yeah.
Played by Robbie Coltrane.
Okay.
And he says...
Where's this going?
He says to the boy, "You're a wizard, Harry."
Okay.
And so he goes to Hogwarts.
What's Hogwarts?
Hogwarts is a school for gifted magicians, wizards.
Tell me about what kind of trouble do they get into?
Lots. There's this one bad guy. His name is like...
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Why not?
to Sonic, man.
I got a bad feeling about it.
Yeah, it's too soon, buddy.
What, Snape?
Snape is misunderstood.
Snape's not quite bad. Okay.
I don't know any of these people.
How headless are the ghosts at this academy?
Nearly headless. <Yeah. laughs> It's been so long since I've read these fucking books. Anyway, so then a movie was made about his life. He was played by Daniel Radcliffe.
From the Harry Potter movies.
Of Equus fame, yeah.
The play Equus.
The play Equus.
Is that the one where he fucks a horse?
Yes. It's one of my favourite plays of all time, actually.
Is there like a grey area? Is he actually fucking the horse?
No, he's just deeply infatuated with the horse.
I've never read or seen that play.
You've seen the monologue from it, haven't you?
I pretend that I've seen it. There's a lot of books and movies that I haven't seen pretend to. I like to give the essence, the atmosphere that I have read them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Apocalypse Now, you guys like, oh, Alexi's definitely seen a movie.
You haven't seen it?
I've never seen it. I'm not even going to pretend.
It's a really good movie. You should watch it.
Every time I've got it on Blu-ray and DVD, every time I try to fucking watch that movie, I'll put it in and I'm just like, nah, can't be bothered. I know this is going to be like a special movie.
Yeah.
Let's save it for a special time.
Yeah, I got you.
I've got this thing about like all the fictional things in that vein based off Heart of Darkness by J.D. Conrad. Like I love Heart of Darkness, I love Apocalypse Now. I love Spec Ops The Line, which is like the video game reimagining of Heart of Darkness. I just love that story. It's such a
good... Wait, did we just get dangerously close to talking about a video game?
Oh, no! No, we've already talked about Spec Ops on the show. I think when I played it. Yeah, no, it was really good game. Like, you know, there's not much more I can say.
I have seen the pornographic parody Apocalypse Now. It's called A Cock on Lips Now.
Yes!
So good!
A Cock on Lips
Now. Did you pre-write that for this show?
Actually, just I wrote that.
The conversation?
I wrote that in year 10. year 11. Me and my buddy, Jack Stocker, I'm going to name drop his name.
Oh, Jack Stocker. He lovely lives, bloke. Friend of the show.
I'll give him his address out of the show as well. Every free period, we would write pornographic parodies based on actual movies. We had like two whole pages of my English book were covered in
that's
them.
Amazing.
Not just the lines, like they would be like written. It looks like a serial killer's like writing memoirs like on this thing. Yeah. There were some great ones, and there was something you had to like fucking, you know, like look a little bit further into, read into them. I got called Lips Now. Yeah, that's one of them. Another one was Looking for Anal Badly. Guess what movie that is. Just can you even guess?
Looking for Ella Brand.
Yeah, right? You did it. It's about a young Italian woman coming of age. She's looking for some anal.
It's a classic tale.
Yeah. It is about tails.
It is about tails.
Do one for Reservoir Dogs.
Oh,
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah. Because this would like be days in between. Like, yeah. Think about them. Now I'm going to... Just give me 1 second.
Reservoir Dicks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Reservoir. Just pronounced the word wrong. Like hogs, because like a dick is called like a hog sometimes.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Like they got like a fat man's dick. Like it's just he's got like yeah, my. Like,
it's a niche.
A fat man, but with like a large dick as well. Yeah, yeah. You normally would associate like a muscular man to have like a big fat dick, but this is a chubbier guy, fat dick, reservoir hogs.
Yeah,
and
I'm gonna stay on the on the Tarantino bent and go with gulp diction.
Yeah,
they actually at the video store I used to work at, we had pulp friction.
Okay. Yeah. That's much worse than gulp
diction.
Was that like an educational science video or something?
No, it was a pornographic parody, and it was disgusting. The cover, like fucking working, selling, renting porn to people, is probably the most traumatic thing.
Yeah, tell us a little about this. So you used to work at a video store.
Oh my god, I used to work at a video store, and we would rent pornographic movies to people, and it would be fucking weirdest. There was this guy, I've said fuck so many times.
That's alright. I'm so sorry, guys. We're
explicit. I was like, my mum is definitely not listening anymore. I was like, yeah, swears. Get the swears out, Lexi. And then, so there was this one guy, he would be like our age as we are now, but 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And he would come in on like Saturdays or like public holidays or whatever, and he would just be wearing like a yellow tracksuit, come in, he'd get a porno out, go home, back within an hour, drop the porn back. Because so
there's no disguising what's going on.
And this was 3 or 4 years ago. Did he not realize that the internet was a thing?
Oh, I feel so bad for him because
poor bastard.
He didn't know about that yet.
It's all free.
He one time he brought the movie back. And then I was like, fuck, I don't want to open this. I'll leave it for the next one. Next shift. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I opened it. The disc wasn't in there. So I had to like call him like, hey man, you left the disc for Pulp Friction? And just like, it was trauma. Trauma. That's in me. That memory is within me. Talk about fucking haunted.
Wow, that's the hell of a ghost story.
Yeah, that is the closest thing to a real ghost story.
I'm spooked.
Yeah.
I'm spooked.
That's why I want to believe in ghosts. Yeah. Because of that story.
The ghost of your innocence is still there somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's inspiring.
Oh, that poor bastard.
Yeah.
A yellow tracksuit as well.
Yeah, not
it's an ambitious choice for a CD,
motherfucker. Yeah, bold choice. Like, everyone sees you. They're not going to, like, if it's like, a guy walking, you get bright yellow tracksuit, I'm like, oh, is that Ali G? No, it's a guy renting porn from a video store.
Yeah, for a guy spraying like bodily fluids every, you know, couple of weekends.
Yeah.
Like, that shit stains easily. Yellow tracksuit, you're gonna see white stains on that shit.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he rented them, because he's like, I've got to save up my cum in my balls for the weekend.
He was probably
actually doing
it for a good cause. He was probably selling it to pay off his student debts. Jars of Jump.
No, this guy did not look like he had
Jump.
Education.
I meant Jars of Cum.
Jars of Jump.
I haven't said anything for a little while. Now we're on Jars of Cum.
Yeah. This is why you need to step in, because Sansky and I will talk about cummy things for a while. But yeah, this guy was not paying off student loans. He did not look like he was educated.
Maybe he was paying off crippling gambling debt.
Oh.
Possibly.
So speaking of Jars of Cum, Sansky, what video games have you been playing this week?
This week, I haven't had a lot of time because, again, it's been a very busy uni week, but I'm done now. So on Wednesday, in a fit of procrastination, I picked up The Walking Dead episodes 1, 2, and 3 on iPad. I've just gotten through the first episode of the game. It is... tremendously well suited to the iPad format. The touch format is really works for it, from what I've heard, comparing it to like the console versions. But you know, I don't know what to say about this game that hasn't already been said. I mean, it's immensely well written. It's very pretty. You know, the puzzles are clever, and you know, it's not all logic based. A lot of it is sort of like emotional intelligence and knowing how to deal with people. And yeah, I really enjoy sort of like the moral quandaries it faces you with. Like, for instance, often you're given the option to lie to sort of ingratiate yourself with a person, you know, to make yourself seem more reliable in a crisis. Mm. And you have to sort of remember those lies because they keep coming back up. People are very inquisitive in this game. I don't understand it. In a zombie apocalypse, like, so why are you in this town again? Like, zombies are at the door. Yeah, so, yeah, it's really interesting. I like it a lot. I'm going to keep playing it.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. A couple of things I didn't like about it were, there's one really dumb puzzle, which I'm sure everyone who's played the game knows about. It's in the first episode. One of the minor female characters is standing there with a radio, and you walk up to her, engage her in dialogue, you're like, oh, what's wrong? And she's like, I can't seem to figure out what's wrong with this radio, it won't work. And so you're like, oh, give me a look at it. So one of the options is to turn it over. I open up the battery flap, there's no batteries in there. And I'm like, oh, there's no batteries in there. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she just goes back to trying to work, and like, there's another dialogue option. I'm like, oh, I guess I could go try and find you some. And again, it's like, oh, okay, this is one room, this scenario. She could go looking for the batteries anytime, even once she'd found out that there were no batteries. Oh, it's just dumb. Anyway, but that was one of the things I didn't like about it. And the only place where the touch controls sort of fall down is when you're trying to move freely throughout the environments. The camera angles are often very sort of off-kilter, you know, coming in from a diagonal angle in a square room. And so the whole screen functions as a sort of a directional pad. So if you touch the top of the screen, you'll walk forward, but it's subjective. So if you touch the top of the screen, you'll walk diagonally often because you're presented from a different perspective.
Mm.
So sometimes it's hard to get a grip on, but otherwise, you know, it works fine.
Mm.
It's good. Anyway, yeah, that's all I have to say.
You. Sounds like you mostly said negative things.
Really? Those are the only things I could really latch onto. I really like this game. Mm. You know, it's good.
Yeah. Is it set like during the show?
No, it's the comic. You play from the perspective of a new character named Lee Everett. So it sort of happens parallel to the events of the comic. I think it's based on the comic. So I don't know whether it's based on the comic.
I think there's a new game coming out next year that's based on the series.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Which I think is a first person shooter or something like that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, well, you know, could go either way.
Is it better or worse than the Lost video game adaptation where you
play never played the Lost video game adaptation, but I've only heard great things. So I don't know. I like to judge it.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you speaking from experience? Have you played The Lost?
I played for about 30 seconds.
And then you set it on fire.
I talked to Matthew Fox for a little bit, and then I was just like, oh, okay, go for a wander. Dug a hole. And that was about all
That's
I did
enough
in the game.
For me. Yeah.
Ooh, Evangeline Lilly. Hello.
Yeah, exactly. She was very cute in the game.
She is a beautiful woman.
Also, Hurley.
Hurley?
Love him.
He was in the game. He was
What's
in
his
the
name?
Game.
It's like
Jorge Garcia.
That's right.
Jorge Garcia.
Yeah, the actor. Jorge Garcia.
Great guy. Yeah. He was in Becca for a while.
He was in Becca for a while. He replaced Bob.
No, he doesn't play Bob. That's
no, Savio. he replaced.
He replaced Bob. That's true.
What the fuck happened to Bob?
Yeah. Bob obviously found happiness.
Yeah,
I love having you on the show because Zane doesn't watch any great sitcoms from the 90s. Like, you're a fan of The Nanny, yes?
I love the Nanny.
I've watched The Nanny.
Do you hate The Nanny?
No, I don't hate it. I hate Fran Drescher's voice.
Yes. No,
she is a beautiful woman. She always has been and always will.
Do you want to hear my Fran Drescher impression?
Yeah, go on. But like you like a nanny.
I do agree. Fran Drescher, beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. If you could look up my internet history from like 10 years ago, you would see Fran Drescher naked.
Yeah,
would be definitely in there.
She is a beautiful woman. Yeah. Cheers. Cheers.
I do like it, but I never watched it that much.
Okay.
Love Cheers.
See,
love the video game adaptation of Cheers. love it. It's so good you play as Norm. Everyone just like comes
the aim
in.
Of the game is to walk into the bar
and
have everyone yell Norm at you.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Actually, it's a stealth
That's
game.
Literally stealth the game. Only thing I know about Cheers is that they yell Norm when a character named Norm walks in.
It's a stealth
That's
game.
It.
You have to try and like sneak in without them yelling Norm.
That's great.
And when they detect you, it's like Norm.
It's literally just a reskin of the original Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, and just
all
like,
in one room.
Yeah, just play as George. George Wendt. That's what it's just.
I love George Wendt.
George
what about
Wendt.
Roseanne? You're a fan of Roseanne, maybe?
Yeah, I did really like
Roseanne.
Roseanne.
She is the perfect woman for
me,
I think.
I love Roseanne.
Yeah.
You kind of have a John Goodman kind of vibe.
Dude, that's my biggest aspiration in life, to become John Goodman.
That's why I felt comfortable saying it.
I've always
like,
wanted to be John
tell.
Goodman. Like, I'm learning to play harmonica. You know, I got the slick back hair.
Yeah.
I got the fucking beard gut.
Yeah.
You know, love a steak.
I think it's actually John Goodman. You guys
Goodman.
Are just doing a bit.
Goodman. I keep thinking that the logo on your wife beater, when I'm looking into your eyes...
It's not a wife beater, it's a muscle shirt, bro.
Your text shop.
No, we're not using the term wife beater anymore. It's too politically incorrect.
Yeah. What is it?
We're using domestic partner.
Oh, okay. Your Guido tea.
Guido tea.
Instead of
sex. What?
I'd love it.
I keep thinking it says, like, it's the Robert Timms or, like, logo for, like, a coffee or something like that. Like, I keep thinking it's, like, the logo for...
Yes.
Cafe.
I work at my dad's cafe.
I keep getting lost in like your deep blue eyes. You're just beautiful. Blue.
That's lovely.
Are you actually a member of a polar bear club?
You're my brown eyed girl.
Thanks,
Alexi.
Thanks, man.
And Xavier, you have the tiny eyes of a prawn.
Oh, thank you. So
no, I'm not the member of a polar bear club, but I did join the Side One Dummy Records club, which got me this T-shirt.
I don't give a shit at all.
Yeah, well, fuck.
Oh, just cackles.
Thank you. You've got the cackle fever. I've got the cackle fever today.
I'm so sorry, guys, for cackling.
Yeah, please leave.
I feel like cackling would be rude. Like, somewhere in the world,
that word
cackling,
just sounds rude.
Yeah.
Cackling.
It sounds like shitting. It's like shitting or laughing.
You have a cackle.
Just cackling.
Alexa, please tell us, have you played any video games this week?
I just bought Dishonored.
What?
Just bought it.
First of the three of us to play it.
Yeah.
How are we?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very poor.
Okay. Yeah. Very. I just I bought it. My TV blew up the day.
Really?
I broke
you tell?
Yeah, my TV blew up.
You said that on Facebook.
Yeah,
you didn't tell
I'm
me.
Not
you
even
told
kidding.
Everyone,
yeah, I told all of my friends. And you're one of my friends.
Yeah, of course.
Zay, are you also one of my
thank
friends?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, like I went home, fucking put on a pause my DVD, went down to get a beer, came back up, and I just like sent an email and heard this. Like, what is that noise? Look at the TV off and just like the little red light to indicate that your TV is working
yeah.
wasn't indicating that my TV was not working. There was no red light there. And it was just so sad because it was...
Were you rocking a cathode ray tube television? CRT?
No, it was an LCD
screen. Wow, okay.
LCD screen. And my warranty ran out exactly one fortnight ago.
That is what you call inbuilt obsolescence.
You know what that is? It's spooky.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. Some would almost call it very supernatural.
Mm. Whoa. So I took my Xbox down to the family room and I've been playing it whilst my grandmother is sitting in the same room as me. And she just keeps asking me, like, is this a movie? Is this a cartoon? She's not quite sure. It's like, why is the remote in your hand all the time?
Are you controlling the movie? Yeah. So, what is going on with the movie?
Does this movie have so much just...
Can we please do more Alexi's grandmother impressions?
I totally think she thinks like I'm editing a movie that I've made. And like this is the editing tool. Because my grandma is like 80 and speaks no English.
Yeah.
So like she has no idea what I do. Yeah. She has no idea that I make movies and stuff like that. So like this is probably like hers like, oh, this is what he does. This is what my grandson does. He's making one of his movies. He's just cutting it up now.
I'd love it if she was like a real old school film critic. Like he's using such an unusual perspective for his film.
Everything's filmed.
She's just like, this is very postmodern. This is
like the sequence in Doom where he.
My grandma loves Doom as a piece of art. She's like, this is my favorite scene where he like. Pinky, a man who has been played, he becomes the pink monster and she's shooting him. He's
Dwayne
was in a wheelchair.
Johnson has such an engaging screen presence.
Yeah.
It's so unusual
hey,
for
now,
a wrestler.
Let's not be critical of Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I love it. He's one of my favorite
him and Robert De Niro listen to this show together.
Yeah, I agree. He's one of my top 10 wrestlers turned actors.
Yeah, definitely.
I like Jesse the Body Ventura. He's my favorite wrestler turned actor.
I love actors turned wrestler like Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
Yeah.
See, look where we went through this. Because we had this conversation about Jesse Ventura and Mickey Rourke earlier. Yeah. We wanted them both to play a character we just came up with off the cuff.
Called
Crusher.
Crusher.
Crusher, right.
He's who I meet in prison.
We're going arse backwards with this fucking story. Alexi goes to prison for... Listeners, you may remember last week I told a story about how...
look how long a bow we're drawing.
Edit point. I'm putting it in for you guys.
Cut. Let's not talk about it then.
No, we're going to talk about it.
Well, this kid last week, he asked me if I could buy him alcohol, and obviously I said no. But I posed that question to Alexi, and he said he would, but he would fear going to jail.
That's why I wouldn't do it.
That's why he wouldn't do it. Okay, yeah.
Because it would be... dishonorable. That was me chanting myself. Like, you did it, Lexi. You fucking did it, man.
The magic of radio will allow you to get away with that. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So, Lexi, actually, on the topic of the magic of radio, you had a radio show.
Yeah.
In a past life.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I did die. So that's why the radio show was cancelled.
Something ghosty.
Yeah. That's why the show was cancelled. So it was in my past life. Came back as a podcast guest. I'm actually not even in the room. This is like you found tapes of me.
Yeah, this is a seance actually.
It just happens to sync up with the conversation we're having.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
It doesn't just fucking happen to. It has to. This is how these tapes were made. And so I'm just haunting the airwaves right now.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on your business card.
Yeah.
Haunting the airwaves.
You will never get a job in radio again.
Struggler, haunting the airwaves. Oh, beautiful.
And semi-professionally ghosty.
Yeah.
Another friend of this show, Max.
Max Skelton.
It was me, Max, and Hugo. Mm. We had a show.
Hugo, future guest of the podcast.
Enemy of the podcast.
Mortal nemesis.
It was great. It was called Max, Hugo, and Alexi. My name was last. The agents of radio.
Reverse alphabetical order.
Not even. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. I don't know how the alphabet works.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I said the alphabet in my head. They're like,
I didn't even think about it. I had 1 in 3 chance of getting it right.
Shit,
like,
why not?
Is the alphabet in that order because of the song?
No.
You reckon the song was written first? This guy came and he's like, I got some crackerjack lyrics for this melody.
You guys notice that like ABCD rhymes with
EF.
Why the fuck does the alphabet have to be in order?
Who
said that anyway?
Well, it's so that we can have things like alphabetic order, so you can...
I'm giving you an answer, a linguistics student.
I'm like, well, it's so we can organize other things in our society.
Just lower your glasses a little bit, just to be more professional.
Using a syllabic sequence of writing.
Your eyes are so off-putting.
Oh my god.
Don't say that. You don't have glasses face.
Thank you.
I just want you to know that you don't have glasses
face. Because I feel like I do.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Can we both remove our glasses the same time and just be comfortable?
See, yeah, Alex
as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't.
But
have
the thing is, neither of you can see each other because you haven't got your glasses.
Fuck you!
That is rude.
You're 2020 fucking discriminatory.
It's not discriminatory. Though.
Yeah, you are.
It would be if I said it was because you're Greek and you're Polish that you can't.
Yeah, that's
definitely that's discriminatory.
Just, it's a little far.
You white are. Red Tom. You are a dishonorable man.
Lightning in a jar again.
I am a waspy piece of shit, actually. I'm so waspy.
You are very waspy.
No
offense, you kind of look like white trash right now with your tank top on. Just white trash.
Abe's Crusher.
Crusher the white trash.
You heard that song by Foghat?
Foghat.
Slow Ride.
Which song, Crusher? Which song?
Slow Ride.
Tell us which is your favorite Foghat.
Take it easy.
Hey, Crusher, what's your second favorite Foghat song? Tell me your second favorite Foghat song.
Ride Slow.
Yeah, it's
Slow Ride Backwards.
It's the Satanist version. It's Satanist version. It's just like about the devil. Just when you rewind it backwards.
Yeah.
The devil's slow ride to purgatory, where he's going to bring all the ghosts that have had like uneasy past back down to hell.
Mm. Halloween special.
Yeah.
Halloween special.
Dishonored. I'm the guest. Why am I bringing it back to video games?
It's about you, moderator of the great Halloween special. I love it.
So, you know,
you guys would weep if I told you how long this podcast is so far.
It's an hour, isn't
it? No, it's not an hour. It's 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's been a great show.
Good segment. This is the first segment.
How do you guys usually tape for?
It's generally between an hour and 4 hours or so. Yeah. Somewhere between 1 and 4.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Occasionally we cut a couple episodes together. It's like the Redux, the director's cut.
I want to put together my best of CD of like my favorite SSJ episodes of the year.
We should do a best of.
Just one disc. Just one episode.
And just 700 megabytes of episode. It's not even like an audio disc. It's like a data disc where you put all the MP3s in. You got to listen to them. Dishonored.
What do you like about Dishonored?
I'm at the moment, I'm a little... disappointed.
Oh. No, you did not.
No, like, it's just, at the moment, like, it's been a little while since I've been playing video games, so I kind of, like, the idea in my head was that graphics had got to a point where they're unbelievable, and I just wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought. Then I go back, play this game. Not that great. It's a bit soft as well.
Yeah.
Because I'd seen, my friend Jack play it on the computer. Looked beautiful.
Yeah, stunning. Yeah. Yeah, spoiler for yourself by doing that.
So Chris played on the 360, just everything looks soft. Like this looks like a fucking baby's game.
Yeah. Looks like a baby game for babies.
Yeah. I wish I didn't say that. Actually, it is really cool. I just got to, it started out with that idea of me not enjoying it. Just got to a point where I'm just like, oh shit, there's fucking magic in this game as well now.
Yeah.
Just got a power.
Mm-hmm.
Just got like a psycho telekinetic power.
Yeah,
so it's really, I think I'm going to enjoy it from now on. It reminds me of the video game Thief. Did you guys ever play Thief? Thief 2? I think it was Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Sure.
Ubisoft?
Yeah, we like to say Ubi.
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 Yeah.
Ubi.
It's higher.
Ubi.
That's a little high. Take it down.
I think your parents definitely think the house is haunted after making those noises.
Usually they're just saying...
I've never said a word like that before.
Noises.
Never pronounced. Your Peter Lorre impression is great, by the way. It's fantastic.
Usually Xavier's parents think the house is just inhabited by drunken idiots.
Yeah. That's all right. Tell you not an idiot.
Don't touch my bare upper arms.
But yeah, so I think I'm gonna get into it. I used to love Thief.
Mm.
Like I haven't played like a really good like stealth game in ages. Like I haven't played video games in a while as well. So it's really like it's refreshing to get back into it.
That's good, man.
Like it's just nice because it used to be like such a big,
huge part of my life, you know, like I'd get angry and at video games.
Yeah.
Fuck, like I played Fight Night Championship.
Mm.
You probably haven't, you guys probably don't talk about sports games.
No, well, show, not a whole lot.
Neither do I. I fucking hate
profiling us?
Sorry, guys. Whatever. I've just, please let me stay out for the rest of the episode. Let me stay on. I know that I've insulted
put
you.
Put me in, Coach. Put me
within
in.
Within your parents' home, in your parents' room, next to your in parents' organ.
In their sacred
organ.
Bed of matrimony. Yeah. Matrimony.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I've got a weird thing. I love boxing games. Mm-hmm. I hate all sports games.
Yeah.
See, okay. I hate sports in general.
We love fighting games, but yeah. We've never really played a boxing game together. We prefer, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom, Street Fighter. Yeah.
I really like soccer games. Like, I don't generally buy them, but, like, when we played
FIFA Street, yeah. Like, I would definitely choose a FIFA Street game over a proper soccer game. Anyway, continue with Fight
FIFA
Night.
Street is, like, it has magic in it as well.
Exactly.
Like,
it's got the ghetto booty.
Yeah, you can kick, like, balls faster and then have like flames off them and stuff.
Like, yeah, and I love like an NBA Jam or something.
I love playing as Barack Obama.
I just don't really like realistic sport games.
Yeah.
So,
Well, Fight Night is probably in the closer to realistic games, that, you know, like just like boxing, you gotta like train yourself at the gym and crap like
that.
Fuck like,
that.
Just like shitty
fucking pick up punch out. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not gonna diss the game.
The game, like, it sets up like this realistic thing. There's actually a storyline in this game, which is why I got it. I like story-driven games.
Are you managed by Don King?
It's very similar to Don. There's this guy who's like, it's like a slightly anti-Semitic version of Don, like Don King. Like, it's not like he's like a Jewish looking guy, and he's just like, I want to get you on my team. And
does he make?
I
want to
manage you. And
does
like,
he use made up words like avaricious?
Yeah, just, it is really confronting. Like how like
Sally Aquacious. Yeah,
he's very scary, and then like. The whole game, like, it's setting up, like, this cool boxing storyline.
Yeah.
It feels, like, kind of real.
Rocky? A bit rocky?
Yeah, very rocky. Like, all boxing movies are Rocky and Raging Bull, The Fighter, all the same. They're all some of my favorite movies of all time as well.
Adrian's Revenge.
Yeah.
Rocky's Revenge.
Adrian's Revenge. It's a horror film. But she died in between Rocky 5 and 6. Between Rocky 5 and Balboa.
Yeah.
So, Adrian's Revenge, fucking terrifying.
Sounds spooky.
It's being made at the moment in pre-production.
Is that true?
But the last boss of this game is literally like you spend this whole game fighting real boxers. The last guy is just a video game boss. Like you gotta like it's like you gotta use everything you know, kid, to beat this guy.
So it's Bowser.
Like
he's a dragon.
Yeah, like your little guy's like wiping your brows. Like you know, you kid, you gotta do everything you gotta do to
that
beat
would,
this guy.
That would get me into boxing if you had to fight it. Like if there was a matchup between a dragon and a man.
Yeah, but then like so it starts like you gotta like block him and just like it's all like first two rounds you gotta do this thing and it got to the point where it's like I can't beat this guy. Look it up. Like, you know, like, people, everyone's just like, fuck this shit. Mm. This is garbage, this last boss. Everyone's, like, on, like, message boards, like, ranting about it and stuff. And then it's like, there's guys, like, everyone by the, like, it's, like, general consensus that you have to put the game onto easy and, like, take down all the hit points to beat this boss.
Yeah. Is that so when you ridiculous. Is that when you hit the tape player and went, bam, bam, bam,
yeah. Yeah. It's like, you become so fast.
You're going to have to have a montage.
It's just so...
Tom, we know. Stop now.
No, you cannot air this podcast. Two songs, different songs on this.
Well, that's true. I've caught Xavier a couple of times. He tried to say the name of a brand on the podcast before, and I've told him, no, we can't do that.
Oh, okay.
Can't say that brand name. Because
the names of brands are just words.
No, you can't. No, you can't use them. It's a copyright law. Ask your dad.
This podcast is going so good. You're like, sanitarium will be all over you.
See, you can't say so.
He meant us sanitarium.
Us sanitarium. Yeah. Like
you're gonna put it in a sane asylum for saying those words. You're gonna put it in a sane asylum.
Oof, that was a close
right
one.
Now we're enjoying a refreshing generic cola.
Generic sugar-free cola.
A diet calorie-free cola beverage.
Nepsi Sacks. Gotta love it. Am I flying too close to the sun? Is that not good?
Okay. Yeah,
maximum cola, not many sugars.
love it.
Yeah, so like, and I was just yelling at this Fight Night game. Just going, I was yelling, do you want to fucking kill myself? Is this what you're going to do? And like, that was tame. What I just said was tame. I was so angry, just like making these noises, like, just like, just god damn it.
Getting wookie.
Just like screaming, like crying, like tears. Like steamy tears, like when you're so angry and crying, just
glasses
red.
Fogging up.
Yeah, oh, I took my glasses off way to this. I broke them almost.
Wow.
And just like, I'm just like, I
really hope my mum is not hearing this. Like, she was like, my son is so angry. There's like a hormonal problem.
My son's having a really angry bat right now. Just,
I'm gonna kill myself.
My son has hormonal problems. Is what my mum thinks of me. And just like, I don't remember ever getting this angry. Like maybe when I was like 12 and like just going through just starting puberty and stuff like that. You know, like playing Zelda. It's like, Water Temple or whatever. Like, or Spirit Temple. This is like, I'm a grown man. I'm 21 years old. I've had like a full time job.
Your whole heart in
exactly. I've had a full time job at this point in my life.
Heart is just poured straight into this.
And just like, I'm a grown man yelling, I'm gonna kill myself to a video game.
game doesn't care. Yeah. You kill yourself.
That's what it was. Because a video game didn't care if I fucking kill myself. Yeah. Whatever. Sorry. Fuck you, EA Games. You always killed a grown man.
I used to
still love. I'll play any game, EA Games. Though, like if you want to send some over, like I'll play any of them.
I've been yelling at a video game recently. I've been playing Skyrim. You obviously have to fight a lot of dragons in that game.
Yeah.
And there's Whoa.
Dragons? Not with your fists. So you can. Actually, that's.
You can.
You can fight a dragon with your fists. Anyway, I've been fighting them with normal weapons like a human being. But they have this annoying habit of just flying around and spraying you with fire. And it gets to a point where I'm like, come and fight me, you big fucking scaly bitch. Just land on the ground so I can hit you. Like, I would yell at TV, I threw my controller, I'd walk away, the dragon would eat me. It's truly frustrating. Like, obviously not the level of this, like, fucking Robocop you're fighting Fight Night, but, the fucking, like, dragon's the worst.
It's just like this fucking big Irish guy with a jawline. He's just trying to
punch him. The fucking Irish.
It's just like the first one, like, block everything for two rounds and you still get fucking hurt. And then it's like, next two rounds, you gotta block your belly, kid, so he doesn't hit you in the belly. It's like, I hated it.
Fucking potato-eating, whiskey-drinking Catholic sons of bitches.
It was so
bad. I've been playing two video games this week.
What have you been playing?
We're allowed to be racist with white people. It's fine.
What?
Don't worry, guys. I'm just ethnic enough. So it's fine.
You cancel cover all the bases.
Yeah, just ethnic enough is the name of my first memoir. My first memoir is just ethnic enough, the Alexei Toliopoulos story.
Love
an introduction by you guys. And all about ghosts.
Which goes for an hour. It's like 200 pages at the start.
It's like, fuck, and then I have to write a new memoir that's actually my life.
All right, Xavier, what have you been playing?
Well,
this
speaking of sort of race and exceptionally white people, I went to a very white people party earlier in the week, which was a SingStar party.
It's like this was a Klan party, celebrating white pride. Oh fuck!
Did you take bed sheets and hoods, and burning crosses.
Oh my god!
Yeah, do you believe in ghosts? Just because this party will. Maybe just,
My ghost story is that's we lynched someone.
That's something you have to look out for at Halloween. Is if your ghost costume looks just a little too clanny,
just a little too much. Yeah. So what have you been playing?
Why do they love the letter K so much?
SingStar. It's true. Oh, there's that. Who's bit is that? It's Pete Holmes, I think.
I don't know.
Who's like the guy at the Ku Klux Klan meeting? Who's like, we should have a K on the butchering it. Let's not even bother.
Butchering it.
But yeah, I was at a SingStar party where you know a group of us exceptionally white people. Sort of got together.
Exceptional white people, you know, you're celebrating white pride. We're all exceptional.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
I'm just saying this because SingStar is the whitest game ever made. But
really?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's not go into what the blackest game ever is. That's a bad line to go.
Yes, we are 50 Cent Bulletproof.
No, that is like a very white outlook on the blackest game ever.
I actually got to correct you. Bulletproof is not based on the movie.
Is it based on the novel or something?
No, it's like an original idea.
Oh.
There's a movie, fucking 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die
That's
Trying.
That's right.
Get Rich or Die Trying, directed by Jim Sheridan. Do you know who Jim Sheridan is?
No.
He directed the 50 Cent movie. Do you know what his first movie was?
What?
My Left Foot, starring Daniel Day-Lewis in his Oscar-winning role. He directed another Daniel Day-Lewis movie called The Boxer, great Daniel Day-Lewis movie. And then In America, it's this beautiful movie about these two little Irish girls. Then he went on to write and direct a movie about 50 Cent.
That's crazy.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he is garbage in that movie. Like 50 Cent is the worst.
I love that in the game.
Kill me, 50 Cent. Don't kill me.
Huge fan of the show.
He listens to the podcast all the time.
I'm just ethnic enough. Please.
In the game, Eminem makes a cameo appearance as a policeman. Eminem plays 50 Cent's best friend, who was a policeman.
50 Cent is a better actor than... No, Marshall Mathers, better actor than 50 yeah. Cent.
Yeah. But Eminem, terrible actor.
No, no, he's great in 8 Miles.
Yeah, you've seen 8
no,
Miles.
No, that's Marshall Mathers. You're, oh, yeah. Eminem's a terrible
yeah.
actor.
Slim Shady.
Yeah, Slim Shady.
Slim Shady, hey, yeah, somewhere in the middle.
Gotta say.
So what was your song?
I had quite a few songs, because we put together all of our various sing stars. Like, I didn't have any, but there were a few of us who had, you know,
I believe Sage Juan contributed a fair few.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I
did you sing any Fog Hat?
There's a surprising lack of Fog Hat. But I did put together a list. We had Sing Star, just classic Sing Star, yep. Sing Star Party, Sing Star Pop, Sing Star Rocks, Sing Star Anthems, Sing Star R&B, Sing Star Motown, Sing Star The Wiggles. And Sing Star
The Wiggles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was maybe my favorite. Joy. Or maybe Sing Star High School Musical.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
Now, I've never seen High School Musical or any of the, you know, any of that brand. I've never even heard any of the songs. I've listened to a podcast where they read the novelization of the movie.
Get the fuck out. That exists?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the book was better.
It's a great podcast. It's called The Book Was Better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They like us on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They follow us on Twitter. What are you, fucking a Neanderthal?
I'm a Facebook fiend.
I guess so.
Guys.
But yes.
You don't like when we fight on the podcast.
Mommy and Daddy always fight. High School Musical was incredible. It's not a well-made game. I don't know if you need me to tell you that. You have like 8 songs to choose from, none of which I'd ever heard.
Do you play Zac Efron?
Yeah, you can choose any of your High School Musical
4 songs.
Favorites.
This episode cannot air. Just 4 copyrighted songs. It's all right, guys. Don't worry. So Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Sure.
Ashley Tisdale.
Probably.
Those How many all, of these movies have you watched?
These are all
there was a token black guy in it as well.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. That's nice they felt fit to include.
I think his name was Chad.
Oh, that's not a very black
really?
Name.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like such a white name.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's the name of an African country.
It's a day that we could, a day and age we live in. Mm-hmm. Anyone can have any name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful
My name is a girl's name. Alexi. That's a girl's name.
No, it's not.
So is Tom's.
I am a girl, but...
Yeah, Tom is a girl's
Tom
name.
For short for Tomina.
Tombalina.
No.
Tombalina.
It's actually short for Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? Yeah.
It's because like it's Bill, Sarah know? Backwards is
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, of course.
Sarah backwards. Yeah.
Sarah backwards is harass.
Harass.
I had a friend called Harris. A female friend called Harris.
Harris.
Oh, my God. My friends just told me this story about their sleazy manager whose name is Harris. Mm. Guess his nickname.
Rapist? I don't know.
No, harassment. That's the best thing I've ever
That's
heard.
Great.
That
That's
was
great.
So good. Yeah. And now it is just, there's a document of it, of me saying it into this microphone. There's a document
Sex
of best, that.
Right, cool.
Yeah, harassment. Love you, harassment.
Yeah. What? Do we move on? Yeah.
No, like, sing starring.
We should
sing
probably
star.
Go to
I've
sing story at some point.
Yeah, well, we do
down.
Have some news stories to talk about. How about we get
let's,
on
let's
that?
Let's have a break.
Guys, right. I'm so sorry if I'm ruining your podcast.
No,
trust me.
You've
made it all the better.
Made it so much better.
I'm going to tell you guys now the reason that it might be a bit weird. Got a wisdom tooth growing in the left bottom of my jaw.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now. Two things that I've had today in my system, vodka and painkillers. And I'm a bit sad about that.
So when you OD in the musical break, we'll have to call an ambulance.
I feel like Max Payne. That's who I am.
That's awesome.
Alright, so we'll be right back with a segment that won't be even anywhere near as funny as what just happened. So, yeah. See you then.
Try to Tara takes the stories before you make it.
Frankenstein.
He's trying to breathe. As horror licks you right between the eyes.
I am not a crook.
Cause there's a story. Story time. And no one's gonna sing you from the stories that are time. This is time.
Oh shit.
Story time. You're fighting for your life inside a thriller, killer, sticking to story time.
Oh, the best intro to Sip Sticky Storytime we've ever had.
We say that every week, but I think
it's good.
So, Sip Sticky. How do you come back from that? Sip Sticky Storytime, if you're not up to speed, listener, is your weekly catch up.
Your spooky.
Your spookly weekly. It's your weekly catch up in the spooky week of news in the video games or something. Frankenstein.
Spookly
Frankenstein.
Remember that time in 2011 when the PlayStation Network was hacked, exposing 70 million personal accounts to potential
sex? Exposing sex to children.
Well, that hacking was pretty spooky, right?
Yes.
Yeah, look at
the
that.
Shit out of my
This is the only even tangentially spooky story we have this week, so lap it up.
Recently, LinkedIn also got hacked, so all your parents... All
coincidence or conspiracy?
Welcome to the Twilight
Show. Well... Okay. A class action lawsuit has been contending that Sony should have...
A class action lawsuit.
Come on. A class action lawsuit has recently been contending that Sony should have known that its system was vulnerable to such an attack. The suit has been in court for some time now, but a federal judge has just thrown most of it out, citing several all too reasonable reasons. Sony's privacy policy included, quote, clear admonitory language that Sony's security was not perfect, therefore no reasonable consumer could have been deceived. What do you guys think? Is Sony the bad guy here, or is it not really their fault? Or just make stupid jokes again?
Look, I don't know enough about the inner workings of Sony's, personal information protection protocols to comment. Obviously, this is, you know, I think we got to trust the Supreme Court to make the right decision here. This was the Supreme Court, wasn't it?
Sure.
Why not? Good. Anyway, I honestly don't think it was Sony's fault. They couldn't have foreseen that they would be the target of such a random attack. I mean, this obviously was just the work of idiots, not idiots, they're obviously very smart.
Idiots.
Please, Anonymous, don't attack something joystick.
Idiots. Yeah. I don't know, we could use the buzz.
Yeah, definitely.
People start writing things about us or something.
Small time podcast dismantled by Anonymous.
What are they going to do?
Front page!
What are they going to do? Like, put dicks everywhere? Like, as if our podcast isn't crass enough. Like,
they might
hack into us and, like, make us respectable.
All the episodes with dick in the title have consistently done better than the episodes without dick in the title. I noticed that was a
something something joy dick.
Yeah,
that's your pornographic parody.
We should just change it. Yeah,
yeah.
That's our porn parody.
Yeah, porn parody. Something something joy.
Who would play you in a porn parody?
Me.
I'd be played by Ron Jeremy.
I could do that.
Remember when we were... Remember?
You have what it takes to be a guy that fucks strangers.
Remember when we were drinking that Ron Jeremy rum?
We didn't have that.
Oh, no, we didn't, but we knew there
was... Isn't Run, Jeremy, Run a movie? No, Run, Ronnie, Run. Run, Ronnie, Run.
I was just thinking that Ron Jeremy's rum is one letter away from being hilarious. I think it is.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy.
I'm pretty sure you made that exact joke.
Oh, my God. You know, you meant cum, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh.
I thought rim. Ron Jeremy's rim. I totally wow.
That's a good joke too, Alexi.
I did not. I
well
like,
done.
I didn't
every
even,
joke
no,
is
like,
valid in this.
I just was thinking. I was thinking that whole time.
This is a free country.
Well, that's why we value having you here, because you've got an alternative ethnic spin on things.
Yeah, Just Ethnic Enough. Listeners, my book Just Ethnic Enough is coming out in 30 years' time. It's my part one of my memoirs. I would say, I want to say that I think hackers are jerks, but I am too afraid to say that.
Sure.
So I would say Sony's fault.
Yeah.
Sony's fault.
Sony, why didn't you let these guys just hack all the time.
No.
Should have just been letting them hack.
Just hand the keys over there.
Yeah. Just give, you always negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah. I always feel like hackers, they have like, you know, they've got like a manifesto, so like they're probably doing it for a good reason. I don't think they did it to like just fuck me.
Well, Anonymous have some sort of like pseudo they like activist campaign behind it. Like Anonymous are always like, we're doing it for the fucking
Man, they talk like that.
I do.
You got a death wish, man. Just like the way you're talking.
Well, actually, we got some listener mail from Anonymous one time.
Really?
Do you remember when we got that listener mail from Anonymous?
Do you mean it's like Anonymous? Just like they didn't put their name at the bottom of the mail?
Yeah, that's it. They left their name off, but their name was in the email address.
Their name was
Anonymous.
Oh, God.
And they even included a picture of themselves, I believe.
It was sent from their Hotmail account when they, like, connected to their MSN messenger that you're friends with. It was one of your buddies.
Oh, very spooky indeed. A new privacy policy document from EA confirms that Wii U gamers will require an Origin account for online play. When signing up for an account, players must be prepared to hand over their email address, their Mi information, friend list, country, language, and date of birth. So how much are you guys willing to hand over to play games online?
As if Nintendo didn't have enough fucking roadblocks to playing online already. They're letting EA fucking ramroad their fucking little Origin service in there. Mm. My God, nobody's going to buy this console. Mm.
I think everybody's going to buy this console, but, like, do you think it matters?
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, like, yes. No, that was a...
you're wrong on that. Yeah.
When I say nobody's going to buy this console, I mean I'm not going to buy this console.
But do you think it matters that, like, people are going to know this kind of information about... Like, this is a trend, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to sign up for any, like, Origin, you know, like EA online play, you have to go through Origin.
So. Yeah, it's true.
Is this a concern towards this brave new world of our future?
I don't know, I've signed up for Origin purely to play Battlefield 3 online and be a part of Battlelog, and I gave my email, heard nothing from them since. Mm.
Yeah. I get emails from them, and I don't remember signing up for Origin, so I don't know what the story is.
Your stamp filled
out. I think maybe they're just like, hey, you remember playing online with your EA games? Why don't you come do it again, buddy? And once I sign up, they'll probably shut up,
Oh, Valerie.
I'm probably not going to sign up. I'm kind of, I don't play that much online gaming.
Yeah.
I used to play Halo online for a while.
Yeah.
You're one of those kids.
No, because I'm more into like single player story stuff. I used to play with these little buddies that I had in Mexico.
Yeah.
Little
what
kid.
Were their names?
They were probably about like 8.
One of them was Pepe. Juan. I was really hoping one of them would be called Juan.
Yeah.
Because then he could be known as Juan Juan.
Yeah. Pepito.
Yeah.
Pepito.
You don't understand. All the people who write into us.
Our listeners,
they're the little Juans.
Oh, little Juans, yeah. Nice. Yeah,
all their last names are Juan to us.
Hawaiian?
Juan.
Hawaiian.
Hard H.
Yeah.
Hard J.
But they were like, we were them little buddies. They used to like say the only words I knew in Spanish, like andale, muerte. When I died, like, muerte. Then they stopped playing.
Couldn't handle your exceptional language skills.
No.
Just ethnic enough in store soon.
Amigos!
They actually
Amigos.
They actually stopped playing around the time of swine flu, so...
Wow.
When I was big in Mexico, so...
That's very sad.
I wish this was like a bit. Like I was doing a bit, but it was sad. It was a bit like, I don't know.
Wow.
They might be okay, if Pepito, if you're listening.
If there's a Pepito from Mexico listening, just anyone, any Pepito, please write in.
Gracias for the playing with me.
Yes, thank you, little one.
Gracias, amigos.
Actually, it's funny you should mention...
Amigos.
What do you call a Mexican specter? That's good. I'm going to use that joke.
Yeah, amigos.
Slightly racist.
Yeah. It's funny that you bring up Halo, Zaveway. Microsoft Studios head Phil Spencer, or perhaps Headless,
or Phil Spector.
Did you hear that? Oh my God! Alex, like, exploded. Oh,
that's what my TV made when it blew up. Was that noise? Oh. Because your love stroked me.
It was like a string of laughter.
Oh,
I'm almost laughed out, guys. Oh.
Microsoft Studios headless Phil Spector.
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector is already a fucking
the murderer. Phil Spector is the murderer, not like a ghost, a Spector.
Told Polygon this week that the company has spent more money developing Halo 4 than it has on any other game in its history.
Oh my god.
As it stands, Halo is one of Microsoft's most important and successful games, and is one of the Xbox's few major AAA exclusive titles, so it makes sense that a lot of money was poured into ensuring its success. Do you guys think that a big budget guarantees a better game?
In some regards, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, in what regards? List some regards.
Well, the production value is definitely going to be higher. So it's got Spectacle working for it. Or should I say Spectacle? It's got Spectacle working in its favor. Like, it's going to be big. And, like, it's going to be pretty. Mm. It's going to be, like, fun to look at.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily guarantee a good game, but it's certainly one of the best first steps you can take towards.
I think a lot of the time it depends on the kind of game as well. Like, you look at a game like Halo, that game needs to have a big budget.
Yeah.
Like, the graphics are important, the sound and, everything that goes into it, like, has to be a big budget experience.
But, like, Double Fine Adventure, that game didn't need $2 million to be made.
Well, I have no idea. It doesn't exist yet. So
yeah, but like an adventure game.
The example I was going to use is like DayZ or like Slender or something like that. Developed on a pretty small budget, but still managed to be like really pretty great experiences. You know, and I mean, you look at any indie game, generally pretty slim funding. But you know, that can sometimes be a tool that people can use creatively. Having those restrictions means that you can create something better like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
No stupid.
I created all these discussion points because I thought we'd have nothing to talk about.
It turns out Alexi is a delight, and he just
thanks guys.
Yeah. Look at him.
Just some more compliments.
Taking the compliments, lapping them up.
Well, if Halo 4 comes out next month and it stinks, it won't be for lack of trying. You can check it out on November 6th.
So where's that check from
November
Microsoft?
November 666.
Number of the beast.
I don't know. I couldn't figure out a way to finish talking about that. Anyway, Rockstar is finally about ready to start telling us about Grand Theft Auto 5.
I'm fucking like ready to jerk off right now. Tell me more.
My pussy is so wet for this.
Jesus Christ. My dick's really hard for this. We can possibly do something about each other's.
I'll just sit here and talk.
Not my time. Not my time.
You guys bang out on my parents' bed.
I would do you. We can.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
They're just downstairs. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Good. Well,
you've won me round, Sasuke. You've won me over.
The company released its first official piece of art for the open world sequel, alongside the teaser, lots of info coming next month. Get ready.
Oh man.
Yes. So that's what I wrote earlier in the week, but since then there's been a few developments.
Yeah.
Game Informer, who supposedly have an exclusive on the game, will feature it in their issue dated November 8th.
Fuck yeah.
Yes. The issue will include the game's cover art as well as new screens and details. All this information is really only a couple of weeks away. November 8th, a couple of weeks. Maths.
No.
Any last speculation as to what kind of stuff we're going to see in game?
It's gonna be good. Just so good. The epitome of good. No matter what it is, it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
There are tears in your eyes. I think the listeners need to know.
Yeah.
I'm so, so fucking excited for this game.
Yeah.
Like, words cannot even describe.
But, like, I want to make some predictions just so we can be hilariously wrong in, like, 2 weeks.
There's going to be madcap adventure. There's going to be monkeys. There's going to be wildlife for the first time in the game. They're going to use the fucking wildlife engine from Red Dead.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to, like, shoot deer and stuff.
You can play as a deer, Tokyo Jungle style.
Actually, one of the main characters is a bear.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a kid in the first trailer? Like, a child?
I think there was mention of children.
Yeah, there was a child. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Wouldn't that be crazy if they released a GTA game where you were literally, like, the age of the target audience of those games?
Yeah, oh my god, that would be crazy. But, like, I think there was, like, an 8-year-old child or something like that.
Wow.
Like, I don't know, maybe I just read it on, like, a forum or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe it was just a midget.
But, like, then there was, like, speculation that there would be, like, kidnapping missions.
I'd actually prefer if there was, a dwarf in the game as opposed to children.
Yeah, there should
like,
be dwarfs.
Like, straight to, like, fucking murder a dwarf.
I was just going to say they should just be dwarves, you know, like, so there's, like, dwarves in games. I just flicked my cord and then you flinched. I just accidentally, like, moved my hand, touched my headphones, and you flinched. Dwarf flinching, yeah.
So there was like speculation that there was going to be like kidnapping.
But see, where do you draw the line with that? I don't think they can ever be children in GTA games.
Yeah, fuck that, man. Like, that's, I become a conservative on that. Like, it's like, yeah, no, video games are bad. If that's like, if people are doing that, like, too far.
If you're in an open world game, like a sandbox environment, and there are kids, if you can like fucking shoot a kid up the ass with a fucking RPG, no, that's not.
Yeah, you know, like,
why are you aiming for the kid's ass?
I don't know. Kids do sick things to other kids.
Like, remember.
Kids are cruel.
Remember when Deus Ex 2 came out, and there was like one level, like you're in Egypt or something like that, and there's kids in that level, and there's, but you, like every other level in the game, you can have your weapon out and stuff like that, but this place you can't have weapons, and there's just kids in that level.
Yeah.
And the same with
I don't know why. They were probably gypsy kids. They don't mean anything.
Yeah. Oh man. That's,
we have
like,
so many gypsy fans.
Yeah, that's like literally racist. What you just said is literally racist.
I know, it's very racist. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But, and also like in Fable, like when you'd go to like towns that would have kids in them, no weapons allowed. NWA. No weapons allowed.
That's what they were about,
right? Yeah, no weapons allowed. They were all about Bower Stone in Fable 1. No
when you went
allowed.
To go and buy their CD at Walmart, it wasn't... it actually, yeah.
Walmart, where are you? Where did you grow up?
I don't know. Yeah.
It's a mystery to us.
I don't remember.
The first CD that I ever bought with my own money was Ice-T's Original Gangsta.
Nice.
Yeah, I just want everyone, all the ladies, to know how gangster I am.
All our sexy lady single listeners.
Yeah. Just great. Like, it was just a little angry 12-year-old boy listening to his favorite actor from Law & Order SVU rapping.
Just like, I heard he's also a rapper.
Yeah.
Mine's dreadfully boring. Mine was Spider-Man.
That's not too bad.
One of their worst albums, Tonight Alright. It was
still
holds a
had that
special
Black
place
Betty on it.
Yeah, that is a special place in my heart.
Oh my god, that was Black Betty.
Yeah,
I have not thought about Spider Bay in probably 8 years.
They were a great band. They had some really good songs. Mm.
My first CD was Gorillaz. Gorillaz first album.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
The Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, it was on it. Yeah,
Sunshine in the Bag.
Were you just quoting lyrics?
Feel Good Inc.
Yeah, that was on the same.
Feel Good.
Same yeah, album. I felt yeah. very safe saying that one.
Yeah. Feel Good.
Tail end of this GTA story, though, while we're still tangentially related to a video game podcast. We can't confirm if this is true or not, but a leaked image of a European poster for the game suggests the release window will be autumn 2013.
Oh, yes.
Right, well, that's our autumn.
Yeah. So
I changed it around. Yeah. So
their typical...
yeah, exactly. Right around the time period, just about everyone suspect that it would be coming
just
out.
Just like I picked it.
However, of course, even if the leak is real, we still have no idea what this means with regards to the global release. It could be all at once, or I remember GTA 4 came out 6 months late in Japan for some reason.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know why, but you know, I mean,
I fucking lined. That was my first midnight launch.
Yeah,
the GTA one.
Cool. I think mine was the Wii.
Yeah, no, that's true. I remember you talking about that.
It was like late enough at night that it seemed like a good. I don't know. Yeah. The Wii seemed like a.
We're
good.
We're all idea, in year seven when that. You were in year eight.
I would have been
in
year eight. Yeah,
we were in year seven when the Wii was released. God, that makes me feel young.
I was killing it in year eight.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Just you were the height of your abilities.
I was like, yeah, I peaked.
It's been all downhill from here. You're
I
a fucking university dropout.
Yeah.
You're masturbating in your friend's apartment. You're believing ghosts. What happened to
everything
you,
that
Alexi?
You just said was true. So like, I'm just like, fuck, man.
Yeah, you didn't do like a fake one to us.
Exactly.
Yeah, like,
no, I was like, and you also kill tigers.
I feel like
you got a rock hard cock.
I feel like I've complimented you too much this episode. I need to move on to some.
You're really knocking him down.
Yeah, you don't like
tall puppy syndrome.
Don't you want to have him back on the show?
Hey, these sleeves are gone for a reason.
It makes fighting easier. Yeah. It makes the fighting easier.
No, it's like compose.
Oh yeah.
That's what it's about. It still feels sad.
No. I just want everyone to know I am a university dropout. I also am a film school graduate.
Yeah.
Graduated things.
Which summer program did you
I
do?
I got to wear a little. That's so dog, man. That
You're
was
a
me.
Bastard.
That was me.
I even got like one of those square caps
that you.
Oh,
put
you
on.
got a feather duster.
What are those things called? Like a tassel board.
A feather duster.
Yeah, a duster board. I think.
I don't know. That's like a tassel. It's like a tassel.
A tassel.
There's like a tassel on that thing.
Stop saying tassel.
It's like a tassel. It's like a tassel.
He said it like 90 times.
I pulled some really fucking awful calls on you there,
man. No, so that's okay, man.
We gotta make it weird occasionally.
You gave me a beautiful compliment before this show began.
It's not even on air.
No, that's fine.
We can't recreate it now.
Don't even tell them now.
I think we already did.
So beautiful.
We were talking about your parents having sex.
No, now they've got a hint. You got a hint.
Oh no, yeah, that's gonna don't it's say coming it. Later. Don't it's coming later, don't it? Yeah.
Alexi, you're a very handsome man.
Thanks.
You are.
So are you. Thank you. I feel like if someone were to draw a picture of me or you, they wouldn't know the difference.
They
like if
look
someone
too
drew
different.
Like a doodle,
yeah.
They're like,
you
yeah,
two
that's
do
very similar.
Kind of look like brothers.
I kind of look like both of your older brother.
Yeah.
Like I'm like a curly.
You don't look like my older brother.
You're like my both our half brothers. His older brother looks vastly different to
my
the rest
of the
family. My
name is Jack Sanderson.
Jack Sanderson.
The older brother.
Yeah, no, that's actually an interesting... Well, it's not an interesting story at all.
It's
no,
a story. It's a thing that happens.
Me and Alexi...
Yeah, let's not
it's not interesting,
yeah,
but it's a story, yeah. So we ought to tell
me
it.
Me and Alexi share a very...
fuck.
Shut the fuck up.
That's my life. I just feel like it's like, fuck, someone's finally called me out of that. You're not interesting, you just fucking tell stories.
Me and Alexi share a very specific trauma. We were both involved in a very traumatic bus crash.
Yeah, bus accident.
We grazed
is
the side of...
Is this what happened
to
your girlfriend?
No, different. A bus accident. I've been plagued by bus accidents all my life.
Don't
call my fucking girlfriend.
Supernatural.
Yeah, you're possibly making him a keno.
Yeah, but we grazed the side of a car. We were going probably maybe 3.5 k's an hour.
120 kilometers per hour.
We're going down. We're going 120 kilometers per 3 weeks.
Yeah,
yeah. So.
Every 500 weeks, we travel 120 kilometers.
Yeah, so we grazed the side of a Holden Astra. Yep. Everyone got off the bus. It was very warm.
The number plate was the number plate of this man.
So I didn't realize I was on the bus with Alexi, but later I posted it to Facebook and Alexi commented and said, oh my god, that was you. I thought that was your brother Jack Sanderson. And of course, listeners, if you know me at all, you know I don't have an elder brother named Jack Sanderson.
Yeah, because I probably haven't seen you for about a year.
Yeah,
prior
no,
to this.
That's how we reconnected.
Yeah,
man.
we reconnected,
got back together.
Yeah, because like you, I was like, fuck, that looks like Tom. Is that Tom? I know that you would have caught that bus too. It's like, no, it can't be Tom. He's so tall. You're a tall son of a bitch.
I've become
these
a
days,
tall man.
Like, it's crazy.
At least 3 feet tall.
Oh, like at least three at feet. At least 3 feet. Three whole foots. It's actually 3 foot tall.
3 foot.
Oh, it is. I thought I was making a joke. Like, oh, 3 foot tall. Like, oh, no, it is.
That,
like, three feet is the incorrect
that's
one.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's like, that's not Tom. That's not Tom. I was going to go up like, hey, Sansky. And I was like, no, if it's his brother, they would have the same nickname.
I would have beaten the fucking shit out of you because I was wearing this exact tank top, obviously. And without the sleeves, I'm a tough guy.
Exactly. I wear glasses. I'm susceptible to being punched in the face.
20/20 vision. Four eyes.
I actually feel like if you do wear glasses, you're less likely to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
You're like, no, not the glasses. Not the glasses.
Yeah, because it would hurt the guy's fist more than like a
hard
soft face.
I mean, I don't know why I didn't realize this before. You have quite similar glasses as well.
Yeah. I was looking at you two before and I thought the best idea for like a show picture would be you two just with your faces mashed into each other, just like,
what are we kissing?
No,
like, photo?
It's
like a photo kissing.
It's
like
kissing.
Great idea for a show photo.
And this man with no sleeves is taking a photo of us kissed in your parents' room.
Oh man,
No, it's like a kiss except your lips don't touch at all. It's just like mashing your faces into each other, so you're like sharing the face grease and like.
Now, Tom, you've been hesitant to talk about your sexual fetishes on the podcast before. I think we finally got to the bottom of this.
Oh, good. It's mashing similar faced people together.
Yeah. Just for the audience at home, I was miming and jacking off.
I love
that
you did it. It's an audio podcast. You didn't have to, but you went the full.
Yeah, it's a joke for the people in the room.
Yeah.
Or a jerk for the people in the room. Oh.
Yeah,
so this is so slow clap.
Until autumn of 2013, why not take a trip down memory lane with GTA Vice City, which will be launching on iOS and Android devices.
Fantastic.
Really?
I reviewed GTA 3 for Android and iOS devices on the show before. That was a fantastic port. I cannot wait for Vice City. I'm so excited.
Rockstar has announced that the celebration of the game's 10th anniversary will include a limited run of collectible promotional items through the Rockstar warehouse, as well as an anniversary edition of the 2002 classic for selected Apple and Android devices.
I'm gonna buy everything.
What kind of merch do you reckon they'll have?
I really hope it's a...
I think it's celebrating Vice City. It's just gonna be cocaine and neon signs.
I really hope it's a re-release. They had some limited edition GTA 3 action figures, which were really cool. They were like
Claude.
Claude.
He's the main character, Claude Speed.
Yeah. Claude. His name is only mentioned in the San Andreas game, actually. But yes.
Also, look at you with your knowledge.
Yeah, also on Grand Theft Auto Wikipedia pages.
I'm like a Grand Theft Auto super fan. I've never gone on the Grand Theft Auto wiki.
You kidding? I've been to like wikis that I don't give a shit about. Like, I've been to the Angel wiki. Never seen the show Angel. Never once.
You haven't lived.
You just want to see the layout.
I know so much of the mythology, like, from this wiki page. Yeah. Never seen also Batman, apparently. The TV series Angel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, that's the last story of the Steppity Doobity.
I think we've tortured these people.
No. We're gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Are we?
Yes.
Let's keep going after the musical break.
Yeah.
Frankenstein!
That's what we needed.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We're going to launch into a segment, as we are like to do.
Want to do, I mean.
No.
As we are want to do.
No. We're going to launch back.
You can do whatever you like.
Everyone hits a wall at the 1.5.
Like, but the listeners are still going. Yeah. They're still raring.
I'm sure they haven't skipped the last fucking half of this episode.
All right. We're talking about Ask SSJ. Maybe in my top 10 favorite segments of the show.
Yeah, most certainly.
Where we take suggestions from our beloved viewers, listeners.
Yeah.
Primarily.
Yep.
Some of them look at us. But, you know, it's
yeah, for
we
sure.
We do include pictures. Yeah, I reckon our pictures on Google search. Voluminous search engines as Bing. Bing has a Google an image search function.
Bing has a Google images. No, for sure, though. Like, people listening to this are, like, Googling your names. Just like, I want to see what these guys look like.
Is he pretty? Yeah. That's how
fan base. This one, it's like, oh, the pretty. It's all former teachers that you guys are fans of, just listening to this podcast.
Oh my god.
I love it if, like, Mr.
How's he growing up?
Mr. just types in Tom Sanderson.
Can you bleep out the name Mr.
Why?
Why do we have more stories about him?
Oh, you want to tell some stories about Mr. Bleep?
Yeah, Mr. Bleep.
Now I have to bleep things. Let me take down the time
codes. Taking down time codes. He was a teacher at our high school together.
Yeah.
And he called one of my friends, her name was Vanessa, her Christian name was Vanessa.
I remember.
And he called her Vanessa the Undresser. Ooh, isn't that creepy?
That is weird, yeah. Ooh.
And he showed
I was like, spooky, but I couldn't find Halloween.
And also, he had a kid when we were, like, he had a baby when we were in year 7.
Didn't he adopt because he was adopted?
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah. He's telling all these awful stories about this poor guy.
He's redeemed, but he showed a photo. I was never even in his class and I saw this photo. And it was like, it was a photo of him in the bath with the kids.
Nude.
Wow.
Nude.
Yeah. Nude. Wow. In the nut. Nude.
Yeah, in the nuts.
And that kid wasn't even his biological child. He may as well have been in the bath of a baby.
I remember.
Sorry to the adopted listeners. I'm still a very nice person in person.
He's just ethnic enough to be nice.
Yeah, I can say whatever I want.
I actually had this guy as a teacher, and I was sort of like the teacher's pet. Not in a gross way.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had a
nickname. I feel like we were very similar.
He had a nickname for me. I had a nickname for him. I called him Bleep. and he called me a bleep. And so, you know,
he actually, Tom actually said cunt and dick face, and that's why they were bleeped out.
But I remember one particular demonstration he did. He was a science teacher. I hope we don't need to bleep that, but he did a demonstration regarding particle interaction, like between protons and electrons, or protons and neutrons rather. And so, like, he had me and a girl.
Already, this is too much. This story is like.
He put me and a girl on either side of the room. Damn. And he said, "These two, Tom and Bleep, are not attracted." And he made us move close together. He said, "Now Tom and Bleep are somewhat attracted." And then he made us, hug. No. And he was like, "Now Tom and Bleep are infinitely attracted to each other." And we were just like, no. Stop. Why is he making us do this?
Stop fulfilling these fantasies.
He was a bit weird. And I remember I heard stories about him calling another one of my classmates. I think her name was Bleep. I remember she told me that he called her very attractive on one occasion.
Damn it.
I have a story about Mr. Bleep as well. I think this is very fortuitous because I don't remember many stories.
Yeah, yeah.
The first girl that I ever went out with...
was him?
Is this the Bleep I'm thinking of?
What?
Is this the Bleep I'm thinking of?
You can't talk to me in this code. Yeah. Look, just let me tell the story.
Yeah.
Please. She was the one that had the Bleep.
Shut the fuck up!
Did she have a shaved pussy?
Yeah, this was my...
That was the laugh that made me...
That was it! Yeah,
that was the same laugh, and I couldn't... I almost did the same laugh again.
All right.
Yeah, this lady with a shaved pussy, you went on a date with her.
Yes, Evan. We had a wonderful time.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, it drew to a close. It was not my decision, but, you know, this is the way things go sometimes.
She had a fucked up tooth, though.
Shut up.
Dude.
She did, though.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
She did.
Dude, can we just
is blind, man.
Yeah, love
not
blind.
Everyone, like, sometimes what is not attractive to the eye is attractive to the touch.
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, this is a sad story, so I thank you. She was like 12.
I'm going to fucking kill myself.
So she might have a shaved pussy. Let's go with that.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to fucking kill myself. She's our age now.
No, she stayed 12. You she sick stayed. Fuck.
She died. She died. She'll be 12 forever.
I know who you're talking about.
She didn't die.
She might as well be dead.
Oh, the dead girl? The dead girl from our eyes.
Oh my god.
Oh, ghost.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, silly more jokes than people
we're
we
so
love.
Dishonorable.
I can't even tell.
Yeah, so your story about this girl.
So about Mr. Bleep and this Bleep.
Yeah, so we broke up. And it was in the morning before class.
And so this is when Bleep fucking moved in on your Bleep. He was like, yeah.
I don't know what that means!
Dude,
would you shut
Mr.
up?
Mr. Bleep, the teacher.
Mr. Bleep did not move in on my Bleep. That's not what I'm going to talk about.
Yuck, I heard how
Bleep
that sounds.
My Bleep remained safe. Oh, it's hard. It's a hard enough life.
Your Bleep-ginity? Your Bleep-ginity was safe?
So yeah, I got dumped. Let's say that. My first dumping.
For Mr. Bleep.
Yeah.
No.
Just
shut the fuck up, okay? I got dumped, and then I had to go straight to roll call, now you're on board? What the fuck were you talking about before?
Continue.
So Mr. Bleep was my roll call teacher.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, 10-15 minutes off being dumped by my first ever girlfriend. You know, no idea how to deal with these emotions or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was looking a little forlorn or whatever, and Mr. Bleep kind of said, you know, what's wrong? What's the matter? And I was just like, nothing, you know, whatever. Like, I was like, I got dumped. And he openly mocked me in front of the entire class until I cried.
No.
And that's why I've never been able to hold a relationship together.
No.
I don't know what love is.
Oh, come on. You are the fucking most relationship-y man I know, apart from maybe Liam Hwan. You are a long-term, long-haul sort of fucking fishing troll.
It's almost like I was kidding.
Yeah, damn. No, that's a good story, though. I like that one.
Because I'm terrified of breakups, because I think older men are just going to make fun of me in front of my peers.
And then, bleep
your former bleep. You want to see pictures of me in the bath with my son?
Like, and then they're going to like bleep your former bleep on the on the table.
Stop using the bleep now!
Is that joke done?
Is way dirtier than if you said any other word.
So, ask SSK.
Welcome back.
I can't even remember if we talked about what it is. We take our viewers' suggestions, questions, and
protestions,
congestions.
Yeah, why not?
I got nothing. And we answer the questions that you guys send in to us, and also the questions. We don't have any questions from people.
Yeah, okay.
We were taking these from the Ask SSJ sub SSJ of SSJ.com, the front page of the thing.
The internet, yeah.
Yeah. I Stand Corrected would be a great name for a chiropractic business. What great ideas.
That is actually legitimately very clever.
What great ideas have you had that you'll never do anything with? Oh. Now, we were talking about this just before, so I figured we could
this is perfect.
Spark something up. Revisit some old jokes.
Yeah, today we were eating some nuggets, some chicken nuggets. And then these particular nuggets were very like.
No, you got to name check where we got them from, because
that's true. We
understand.
Really want them to sponsor us.
Yeah, they are.
Really?
Yeah.
We got them from a little Portuguese chicken establishment known as.
Your laughter is
just exactly what I find hilarious. It's just like, I finally heard what makes me laugh. That's like exactly what makes me laugh.
Befuddled humor.
God, I just came.
We were at a Porto's, listeners. Let's just get that out.
Anyway,
Porto, home of the delicious Bondi burger.
Yeah, and chicken bites. Are they called bites there? Yeah. Nuggets.
Once you pop, you can't stop. Bondi bites.
I know.
Once
like,
you pop, you can't stop. Is Pringles.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're a finger licking motherfucker.
And I was like, these are like little schnitzels, and we're talking about them, and I stopped talking, and then I just said, itty bitty schnitties. It's my new business, itty bitty schnitties.
And we were so amazed that that hasn't been done. It's 2012.
Yeah, the world might end on December 21st this year.
And this idea might go unexplored.
Yeah.
It terrifies me.
Itty bitty schnitties.
I'm sure there's a market for that in the afterlife.
Yeah, it's for very small chicken fans. fans of small chickens.
Yeah. I like spatchcock, but I don't want to deal with all the bone. What do I do?
Itty bitty schnitties. Itty bitty schnitties. That's our commercial, just us saying itty bitty schnitties.
Just over and over.
I just went off mic because something fell off the table. I was like, yeah, I'll pick it up.
Oh, it was very nice.
Yeah, you thank
Alexi,
you.
Alexi, you are a courteous guest.
Oh, thank you.
A scholar and a gentleman.
I have a similar idea for a business, which I will never set up. But the problem with it is that the name, which is what really the whole thing hinges on, it only really works written down, like in text.
Okay.
Like if I tell it to you, it's not gonna. I'm gonna tell you the way that you
do
won't.
Do you want
to
write it down?
We've got the people at home. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you to you the way that you won't get it, and then I'm gonna tell it to you the way that you will get it.
I'm gonna close my eyes.
So the sign says comfortable. Oh, sorry. I gotta tell you. It's a furniture shop.
Yep.
Okay. So the sign says comfortable. Stay for chair. And the meaning behind that is come for table.
Oh.
Stay for chair.
Nice. Love it.
And like, I have no interest in getting into furniture sales or whatever, but like that name is so good that's like, it has to. The listeners, if you're thinking of starting a furniture store, and I know you are.
Store. Furniture store.
Robert De Niro, big fan of the podcast.
Furniture store, not a bad idea.
You do a really good De Niro.
Yeah, but only
the face.
The face. Not
your voice is not so good.
But yeah, you know, that idea is yours for the taking. Feel free to send us money and or chicken burgers as thank.
Yeah.
As thank. But yeah, that's my... Do you have one, Tom?
Only a video company that specializes in like really, really... Like we don't do any other shots, but close-up shots of couples mashing their face together.
We're not a couple. We're just friends.
They have to be strangers. Not even like this. They have to have never met.
We don't.
It sounds like video.
Get a little closer. We don't charge any money. We don't sell any products. We just pose as a company so I can take all these videos.
Yeah.
And just have them constantly playing in my house.
VHS. Yeah.
I've got an idea for another pun-based idea for a TV series about like
a struggling Chinese food restaurant. You know, like each week they're either like, you know, doing really well in business or not doing so well. This show is called Dim Sum Lose Sum. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. No.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what got me into film school, that pitch. Wow.
Dim Sum Lose Sum.
Dim Sum Lose Sum. If anyone wants to produce it, anyone at the ABC.
I'd call it Sang Choi Wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's what the first
that
review
would be. That
would
be my review. Yeah. Same train. Wow.
I have a great idea. There's no pun, and this really doesn't qualify that much, because it's also something that I can conceivably see myself.
You already call it a great
idea. It's fantastic. A+. Yeah. But it's definitely something I can actually conceive myself doing. And we were talking about this before, is I want to start a band, like a cover band, where all the songs we cover are just terrible, like, weird YouTube, like, things that I find on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, like, that Eli put, I mean, there's the really famous ones. You got, like, your Fridays and your Hot Problems and that kind of thing, like, your obvious ones. But then, like...
Chocolate Rain.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But then the further you...
That was the game.
Was that your impression? Chocolate Rain. Because that was what
I
was,
lead into the mic to cackle. My it God,
seemed, that, was, seemed that was what was so remarkable about that song was his high pitched, whiny voice. A chocolate rain.
It seemed like that. How you
some
said that?
Dry, and not this be the pain.
Definitely should have been accompanied by a head sway. Chocolate rain.
A chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I've never been like so teased in my life and loved it more.
Yeah.
It's like.
We're riffing bits.
Riffing and bits. Yeah, so you're gonna. Does this cover band have a name?
No, that's the thing. You need a good pun.
Yeah, you do.
And we're gonna all try and think of one and fail.
The next 40 minutes of this show is dedicated to us brainstorming.
I got nothing. Yeah.
The... Cool.
That's how I'd operate in a writer's room. I would just sit there like. Until something funny came out.
And then the boss comes in and is like, Sansa, you wear sleeves to work, please.
This is a sleeved job, for Christ's sakes.
This is a writer's room. Not like a dive bar in Connecticut.
You are not wrong.
I chose like the nicest, nicest city in America, Connecticut.
It's a state, for Christ's sakes. Whatever. It's so nice, they made it a state.
Yeah, a state of... joy.
I got kissed by a girl for the first time and passed out.
Wow.
Something joystick, what's the most embarrassing thing that has happened to you lately?
I got turned out by a girl.
You got turned into a girl?
What a mix up. How embarrassing.
Yeah. It's not particularly embarrassing. I know, it's just like the first thing that
came
to mind.
It's just mildly tragic.
Yeah, it's just a little, like, slightly tragic. It reminds me of my immortality. Like, I'm never going to find someone to share my life with.
Scary.
Ooh, embarrassing.
I have something, actually. Yeah. I was momentarily full... And you're going to spoil this by knowing what I'm going to talk about, but anyway.
Is it about Mr. Bleep?
No, that was a little while ago.
Oh, dear.
But no, I was momentarily... I don't think you even know this, and even though you were there. I was momentarily fooled by, a Facebook rape, as they're calling it.
Mm.
I
was also fooled by this rape.
Yeah, you were fooled by it too. Tremendous. And I sort of played it like I wasn't and then laughed at you. Sort of preserved some face. A young lady that I've spent a little bit of time with recently.
You've known her in the biblical sense.
Well, let's not cast any aspersions, you know, saying we can't take back here. But I just spent some time with her recently.
Yes. Yeah, you did. Yeah!
Yeah!
We're all jocks here, so we can talk about this stuff comfortably.
Let me whip your ass, your bare ass with a towel.
While we were at our gig last night, General Pants and the Privates, check us out on Facebook. I'm kidding.
GPTP
Band. No, do it. Do it, guys. This is a plug for my friend's band, General Pants of the Privates. Great band, great
You're
sound.
You're a huge fan, aren't you?
Yeah, love them.
Come to all the shows.
All of the shows. All of the shows. Got the t-shirts, got the mouse pads, got
Oh, shit!
I'm gonna plug.
This needs to be a TV show just for your beautiful face. Your beautiful face.
Oh my god. Just Xavier laughing. That's the TV show. It's a web series.
I wish these were like camera glasses that I was wearing. Just like I can watch it back whenever I want.
Good eyes. Yeah. That's good.
Anyway, the
how has Google not made that product the Google Eyes?
Yeah. They're working on the Google Glasses. It's a real thing.
No, but they should call it the Google Eyes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, they've just got like loose, like black dots. You're like, whoa!
Google Eyes.
Yeah, but this young lady was having a house party last night while we were at our gig. And so Sansky pulled up on his phone. He was just, you know, fucking around on Facebook, whatever.
Yep, yep.
Pulled up a post that she had had been posted from her account.
Yeah.
Saying sorry to anyone who I've shared a joint with or kissed in the, within the last 6 months. I don't know how to say this. Put this gently, but I believe you should get yourself tested for herpes.
Sorry,
this is so crass.
And like I saw that, I was like,
you're like, oh,
I know that Xavier has known this woman in the biblical sense.
You even just like.
Xavier, dude, you should have a look at this. And everyone was like, what, what's going on? I was like, dude, like, it's not like that. Everyone, shut the fuck up. Yeah. This is important.
It's nothing, okay? Just let me see the phone.
Let my bro see the phone.
I saw the phone, I'm like, And then like 20 seconds go by, I'm like, hang on. Because I knew she was having this party. And then, it turned out.
Are you going to get tested anyway?
Yeah.
You should do it. Everyone should.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I would like to accompany you there because I've done it for another friend of ours.
This is so gay.
Yeah, and that's why I love it, because everyone assumes two men there. It's not just a friend accompanying a friend.
We get
everyone
enough assumes of that,
we know each other.
We get so much of that already.
And I love it. I love every fucking minute of it.
At a Porto, they think we're fucking. And every now and then we bring a guest along.
You got to put your hands on the table, guys. That's what it is. Your hands always. I noticed that you just had your hands in each other's laps, and I was like, yeah, you guys are definitely fucking right now.
Yeah. So that was pretty
awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me embarrassing? Me? Embarrassing? actually, last week, went to dinner with a friend of the show, Max.
Nick Stilton.
We went to dinner. You were also meant to attend. And it was meant to be a recorded dinner.
Yes.
But, this was for the other show.
Yeah, great show, guys. A couple of my friends have a show called Out to Dinner with Zero Max.
Is Max and Xavier.
Whatever.
Okay. I put him in charge.
He likes to be first, apparently.
Yeah.
On my show, his name was first too.
Yeah. Fuck that guy! Yeah.
No, don't!
No. Reverse order.
Yeah, if you're like a hot lady.
If you're interested in, you know.
Cute lady, not even that hot. You know, you can be whatever you want.
Yeah. If you got a great,
love is blind.
You got a great personality.
Yeah.
Call up my man, Max.
His number is... Oh, no.
Mr. Blue.
No.
Anyway, so we went to dinner at a pub. I had one side over like 2 hours. Then I was like, I had to meet friends at the courthouse. So I went up. Courthouse, great establishment. I'm walking up the
You're looking for a spot.
Yeah, looking up, like,
he just doesn't want to piss anyone off.
And like, I walk up the sideway and like, there's like a little gate. And the bouncer was at the gate. I wasn't expecting it. I was like, oh, hey, do you need to see my ID? He's like, yes, please.
Yeah, because you were like, you were just surprised.
Yeah, I was shocked. Like, I was a little bit scared.
Oh, hello, man dressed in all black.
Yeah, and he was just like, yeah, I do need to see it. Like, I don't know why his voice changed. It's like, because he,
before he's like slightly bitchy, like, literate, like, yeah, I do need to see it.
Thank you. I do need to see your ID.
He's like a film usher, and then now he's like, what? It's Crusher. Crusher.
Yes, I do need to see your ID.
That's bad.
And so I handed it over. She's like, I gave him my ID. He's just like, you've had a good night thus far, sir. And I was just like, yeah, I had some food, some nice dinner. Actually, maybe a little bit too much. And then I was just like, too much to eat, not to drink. and then I was like, fuck, in my head. And just like, he's like, looks at me in the eyes, like, it's like he stares down at me into my little eyes,
into your soul.
And then he was just like, well, you better have a glass of water before you start drinking. Ooh. Again, buddy. Like, holy shit, man. I was just like,
that's,
I was just,
like, that's a gem of advice from bouncers. That's like someone telling you, oh, you should wait half an hour before you go in the swimming pool after it.
Yeah,
so it's like, yeah, no, it's good.
And then I was just like, oh no, I'm not drunk, I'm just a socially awkward person. And as I was saying that, I stepped up the step to like walk in and I tripped. I was just like, oh, I was like,
oh man.
And just like, oh my God. And I just like, I was like, that is by far the worst interaction I've ever had.
It's hilarious.
I'm not awkward. Oh, I'm not socially awkward. Why would I even
lie about that? You are a man at ease in his surroundings.
Yeah, why would I lie about that? Just like, I'm thinking awkward. I'm not drunk. Oh, felt good. I'm still living with the trauma of that situation. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got more embarrassing stories if you want
to
hear.
I could listen to this for
okay,
hours.
Well,
that's my only one, so...
Yeah, that's the only embarrassing thing that's me as a man, but it's the
part of the I'm not sure whether I should tell this story.
Did you have a stroke? Do you smell toast? Do you smell burnt toast? Does anyone else actually smell burnt toast? I think, oh, in my arm!
I'm not sure whether I should tell this. We can bleep this out if it's too gross.
You just want to make me do more editing work.
Bleep it out, not even edit it out, just like the whole...
Just 2 minutes of bleep.
I was invited to a friend's 18th.
No, I'm sorry.
I was invited to a friend's 18th, and they were slightly younger than I. This was no, actually no, I was 18. I was 17.
Great
at the time.
Story so far.
It was, so they were older than you.
Yeah, they were older than me. What am I talking about? They
time just traveling now. You're getting confused about what year you live in. Like,
yes. How old am I again?
This was early last year, and so I was invited to this 18th. It was a person a lot of us know. I don't know whether you know Xavier. You probably don't. I don't think you do either, Alexi. So we were invited to this 18th. We traveled there. Everyone was having drinks. It was really nice. Her parents.
How did you get there?
We got there
tell
by bus.
Tell us about that.
Which bus?
Her parents. I can't tell you that because then everyone would know where she lives. But her parents were there, and like they were drinking as well. They were having a good time. So I was getting pretty drunk and pretty hammered. There was a lot of beer there. At some point, her mother was bringing cake around, and she was like, she was pretty drunk because also at that stage, she was just handing out cake. She's like, "Oh, do you want some cake?" I'm like, "Oh, no, thanks. I'm fine. I don't really need it." Cake, it's all right. So when we did around another lap, I had four more beers and I was fucking smashed. Oh. And she came back around with cake, and I said, she was like, "Do you want any cake?" And she was drunk, and I was like, "No." But I'll tell you what I do.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
I did not get any further because at that point I got like uncomfortably close to her. I hear this clearing of the throat, like a turn to my left. It's her husband.
Oh my god!
And at that point, I just do like the shifty eyes, walk off, grab two more beers out of the Esky, leave the house without another word to anybody, and catch a cab home.
Oh my god!
Do you have contact with this family
anymore? No, I haven't spoken to the person whose 18th it was in a very long time. Since, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Since that day? Holy shit.
How long ago was this?
This was early last year. Wow. Before I was 18.
Wow.
Fuck, man.
You're a child.
Just underage. Shows people underage should not be imbibing in alcohol. Nowadays, exactly. I'm much more responsible with my MILF hunting.
Yeah.
MILF hunting. Never friends, mums.
Yeah.
Except for, of course, Xavier, your mother. Yeah.
Huh?
Dude, this is awkward.
Dude.
I told you.
Not funny. You're in her room.
Yeah.
Show some manners.
Yeah.
You and your muscle shirt. You fucking own the world.
Yeah. You and your muscles. You strong son of a bitch.
Hey, we're getting towards the kind of time where we should probably start thinking about wrapping things up.
Yeah, so
do
ghosts.
One more question?
Ghosts.
Ghosts. Oh, a last question? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
we can do that. I'm going to have to look at the thing and you guys say funny shit for a while.
Alexi, what's your greatest fear?
I go fear. I'm actually I have a man of many fears.
Oh, okay, so you're a
phobia. Let's just talk about this. Fuck it, I'm gonna
yeah, Halloween. We can talk about fears. I'm claustrophobic.
Really?
Yeah, like fuck man.
See, I love getting in close, like so close that like your face is mashing up against another person's face.
Another bespeckled person's face.
Bespeckled.
Bespeckled.
That's someone that wears speckles. Speckles on their skin. What are the specks on skin called?
Freckles.
Freckles. claustrophobia. I can't stand it. Like, if I'm wearing pants that are too tight, that's where my claustrophobia.
Really,
like,
I love that. I love wearing pants too tight. I'm like, ooh, yes. Yeah,
wait, is that related to like a wing dang doodle kind of thing, or
like
just
you're
like,
afraid of your nuts being caught
like
in a vice?
No,
just like my legs. It's like my legs.
You're being strangled from the
outside.
Yeah.
The worst thing for me is like. When they go kayaking, like there's some kayaks
that
have like a thing in the middle, like
I have
the
never
leg
been kayaking.
Carter. Dude, at our school they used to have kayaking.
I'm not a fan of the water.
Then you would be familiar. So if you did kayaking, there were some of the kayaks were really nice, like the newer ones.
Yeah, yeah.
The older ones that were longer, they would have these like a foam leg separator.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would freak the shit out of me. Yeah. Like I would feel trapped, like and like hyperventilate and stuff.
You know,
and you're already on the water, you could drown.
Kayaks are fucking.
They're fucking dangerous. dangerous moment.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Afraid of, I used to be terrified of pigeons. Yeah, man. Like, they grow.
Disease? Did you grow up somewhere where there weren't pigeons and then you were like surprised by them? Like,
or did a pigeon like hurt you at a very young age?
In my primary school, it is the second, the latter of those two things, where there was like a pigeon in my primary school, like on, like I was in like an after school care. So yeah. I was like the oldest kid in after school care. I didn't have many friends that stayed after school. Uh-huh. Like I was, so I was just like there by myself. Yeah. And there was these, and there was this, this pigeon with like this fucking, like its head was torn apart by tumors. Like it was disgusting.
Yeah.
Like it's just tumors spilling out of its eye and its beak. And it was not frightened of humans. Like, you know, usually like clap and don't fly away.
Well, once you've been riddled by cancer, you're no longer afraid of anything.
It sounds like the main character in like a pigeon horror movie.
Yeah, holy shit, that's my next film.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Have you seen Birdemic?
No.
Oh man, you have to see it. It's incredible.
I've seen bits and pieces. Yeah, yeah, like yeah. I've seen like the scene where like it's not even the birds is playing on the TV. Mm. It's the scene with the actress from the birds.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So creepy that they did that. Like it just makes me so sad for that actress.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this pigeon like would follow me. It followed me. It literally followed me. It was like, fuck this shit. I was like a 10-year-old boy and I probably literally said, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
And I walked inside to like the hall and the pigeon followed me into the hall and was like, yuck, oh this is God. Disgusting. Ever since then, I was really afraid of pigeons.
Sure, yeah.
Just like, I can't handle it. And like, it was really embarrassing. Like on date, I'd go on dates and the like a pigeon, I'm like, ugh, yuck. And
I
like,
can't, now I go, my like, burner is dead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
How am I going to act brave around this girl if there's pigeons? Like, you know, how am I going to impress her?
Mm.
But I've kind of like, you know, now I'm not so afraid.
Is that still an issue for you, looking brave around a woman? I like to show a bit of vulnerability.
Yeah, I love being vulnerable, man. Like, it's nice.
Yeah.
But
I
just
am vulnerable. I don't think I can really hide that to any extent.
You know? I act vulnerable. I'm wearing my lumberjack shirt, you know, pretty masculine guy.
Yeah.
You're wearing a Superman shirt. We're all wearing pretty masculine clothing.
Shirts.
Like, that shows that, like, shirts display masculinity.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty masculine.
Yeah, you know,
this is getting embarrassing.
Yeah. I don't know what else. I've got a bit of vertigo.
Really?
Yeah.
Xavier gets vertigo very badly.
Yeah. I think I was.
Sorry, I've just revealed your secret weakness to all the supervillains.
All of my
vertigo.
All of my phobias are related to Alfred
Hitchcock
films.
They're just gonna push me off a cliff. I got it. He's susceptible to being pushed off a cliff.
Oh my god!
Finally, his one weakness.
Yeah, all my phobias sound like Alfred Hitchcock movies. Like
you got the
birds.
You got vertigo.
Vertigo. And then Closing Space is just kind of like all these movies. Like, yeah. It's anything.
Yeah. I guess Rear Window, he's like locked in that room.
You're trapped in an elevator.
Whoa!
There is a badass around here. There's a Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider.
I'm looking out the window and there is a...
There's Nick Cage.
There's no one on it. Yeah. Like, somebody is like a Ghost Rider.
Oh, wow.
It's on the footpath.
Which just look at the woman standing at the door talking to her. She looks like a fucking ancient, like,
oh my god,
like, look at her.
She's been alive for 900 years.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't worry about it. I'll tweet a photo.
Yes,
it's a boat.
This is our
fucking. Do you have a Twitter?
I just started this week. Follow at This Is Alexi. This is spelled. THISIS.
We can do the plugs at the end.
I think this is the end. We can leave it.
Okay.
Alexi is spelled Alexei.
I love that. You look like your guy.
I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we are going to wrap things
up. Yeah, sounds good.
Tom, do you want to take us through it?
Listeners, when you feel the face mashing urge to write into us here, something
urge.
You can find us at.
You're really trying to face mash that in everywhere.
Yeah, you can find us at ssjoystick@gmail.com. No final dot.
Oh, that was just.
That was the period.
When you speak a sentence, you like to put a full stop in.
Yeah. That's exactly what
I'm saying. Oh my god, don't get me in the right place. It's like this weird girl.
You can find us on Twitter at SSJoystick. You can find us on Facebook, of course. You can find Xavier on Twitter at XavierRN. You can also find him on the PS
Network under that name. You can find me on
You can find Tom on Twitter at TMSNDRSN.
And that
you
is
can,
my name without vowels.
And you can find him on XB Live at Colorfast, all one word with a U in color.
Alexi, give us some more plugs for your
I'm
find
also
your
on the Penis Network.
Oh my god, you're laughing.
Face that time, 5,000.
I'm gonna admit that time I did it to delay.
Oh, yeah, good. Like, mate, there was no sound in the crazy laugh that I did then, so the listeners have no idea.
Just your face.
Yeah, oh god. Yeah, that's about it. I'm working on a few projects at the moment. I'll get you guys to fucking plug them when they're ready.
Yeah, you can add Lexi on Facebook. He loves having new friends.
Just random strangers.
Maybe he'll take you to a movie. Alexi's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Lovely bloke. Really likes to engage. Yeah, he loves a film.
Anyway, like, I'm just add me. Take the gamble. I might not accept you. Just take the gamble.
Definitely,
bro.
Follow him on
if
Twitter.
You got a hot DP.
If you're into DP.
Follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter and tweet him asking if you can be in his films because he loves unsolicited requests.
I've got a like page for my now defunct radio station show.
Definitely called, check that out.
Yeah, go on Facebook. It's called Max Hugo Alexi : The Agents of Radio,
which
agents,
is an acronym.
Yeah, it's an acronym. It stands,
what's it stand
for? Fuck, I don't even remember how to spell agents anymore. It's been so long.
I thought radio was the acronym.
Oh, yeah, it was too. Agents, shit. Radio. Fuck, nah. We used to come up with new ones every now and then, but I can't even bother.
Revolving audio dickheads.
No, display installation opportunities. Installation opportunities. Those were just all the first words I could think of that begin with those letters.
That's fantastic. All right.
Well, look, thanks for... If you're still here, you've sat through, like, 2 hours in this
marathon.
Garbage, so we're very proud of you.
This has been something joystick. Xavier, Alexi... Well, I'm not going to see Alexi next week, so you can just... Can you leave the room?
My name is Xavier Rubetsky-Noonan!
My name is Tom Sanderson.
I was a guest. My name was Alexi Toliopoulos.
I'll see you next week.
Darn tootin'. You like that one?
Yeah.
Not anymore. Xavier turned off the mic. Oh no, it's still there.
Did turn off the mic?
Oh, sorry.
Mic's on.
My bad. Alexi, that's a lovely watch.
Thank you.
That's like a fucking blinged out version of my watch.
Yeah,
actually.
It is. It's a genuine Casio.
Yeah, mine's fucking genuine.
Genuine?
Genuine. I was going to say genuine beer, but that doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's genuine goon.
Yeah. Genuine goon?
It's very similar, but mine is wine, yours is goon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine is gold, and yours is plastique.
Plastic. I like the plastic more somehow.
Oh, sorry. This started out as a compliment to me, and then just like, no, but
yeah,
I
you
like
turned it around.
Yeah.
Well, different.
That's
different strokes for different boats.
Yeah,
man.
You did compliment me beautifully before.
I did. I think that was
when
a
you
real...
said that my parents were probably hot when
because
they fucked. Judging... Wait, it probably wouldn't be so bad to see your parents have sex because they're probably hot.
Yeah, my like, Lexi, I want to see a porno made by your parents. That would work out, I think.
I've seen it.
Yeah, myself.
Did you film it?
All I want to do is kill
shot,
myself. Now.
Is it shot, directed, written, and edited by Xavier?
Written.
It's like you walk into my parents' room. It's like, hey guys, just got some notes. give them some post-it notes.
Okay, Mr. Alexi, could you please take off your G-string a little bit slower for the camera?
My dad's last name is my first name.
Mr. Alexi's
Mr.
dad, please. So you're Alexi.
Yeah, Alexi. I'm like the Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm like Bob Hoskins in the Mario Brothers film.
Oh man,
you poor bastard.
What are you, Luigi? No, Luigi Mario!
John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
Man, did that guy ever work after that film?
Yeah, he had like a TV show like 2 years ago.
Wow.
Really?
What was it called?
I don't know, it was cancelled, so I'm not so I've got no memory of it anymore.
Oh, what a tragedy.
Johnny Legs.
Oh!
Does that count?
Well, we can still do the thing we always do and just go silent and be awkward about it.
Oh, yeah. What do we...
Answer... No, no.
I feel like that's really weird, because it never... Like, we've gone... This is our 48th episode. We've been doing this for a really long time. That's now the fourth time it's happened, but it's twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It What's seems going like on? You know what it is? It's a Halloween. Yeah. It's a Halloween conspiracy.
This is the beginning of our own personal horror movie.
Did you just answer the phone like, oh, hello, where is this call coming from? It's like, oh, within the house?
Oh, okay. 7 days.
Yeah, 7 days. Oh, dear.
That's probably it. It's not actually Halloween. It's kind of hard. Because I was thinking, like, this is going to be our Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Like, we want to inject some level of spookiness into it. But it is too early. Like, I'm not scared. I mean, you know, maybe I am.
I don't know. I'm afraid of the sun. So I am actually legitimately shitting myself right now.
Yeah. These like, sleeveless shirts, very bold for a man who's afraid of the sun.
The only way to conquer your fear is to face it.
Yeah.
And, you know, bravery
Face it both arms at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wasn't going to go one arm. The whole hog.
What is that whole Dimitri hog. Martin bit? He's like, sweater vests are invented for people who are just cold here.
That's good.
That's more of a visual joke, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. All right, are we sound checked?
I don't know. This could sound like terrible, but, you know.
Yeah, it could sound like terrible.
Are
it
we
also
rolling?
Sound like bad.
Are we rolling?
This is what rolling feels like. Yeah. Well, let's check it. Whatever.
Yeah.